kids in full pads, working out, doing two-a-days in the blistering hot August sun. People ask why. Anybody from around here can tell you it's all about Friday night. Because we know in Nebraska that cooler winds will soon be blowing, removing the summer heat with the albeit-too-shortened season of autumn. But it's football season in Nebraska, and that time has come again. It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. Oh, however will the Hastings High Tigers top off last week?
That's Reimer to the left. Man goes in motion. They give the ball away again. Nope, they're going to fake it to Fast. Rebarger still got the ball at the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. He dives for the end zone. He's in there. Touchdown!
A game of the year candidate. A triple overtime thriller. The Hastings High Tigers have momentum after a 48-41 win over Seward. Tonight, it's the home opener for Hastings High as they meet rival Grand Island Northwest.
You know, when you just you get a decent team, you know, you have to be ready to go each and every week. I mean, because it's so tough from top to bottom. There's no real dogs in Class B football. That's the excitement for us right now. Is you know that you're going to come out and you're gonna see a decent product on the field, and it's going to be a good ball game.
It's a Class B battle between the Hastings High Tigers and the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, and it's on The Breeze 94.5. To the field we go for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Because it ought to be a dandy, couple of contrasting styles. Beautiful night for football, if anything, a little on the warm side for the players, but a great night for the fans and a great night to get out of the house, sit down, enjoy some outdoor football in Nebraska as we get underway here. The New Tech Seed pregame report, your yield leader, Terry and Jason Stark, give them a call or call a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're coming to you live from A.H. Jones Stadium. And the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. And when you need irrigation power or parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Well, speaking of power, Tim Bob Kitzmiller alongside here with thought on who's the power team, who's the finesse team in this one tonight?
Well, Hastings High is going to be the power team. They're going to run an option game, try to little misdirection, some trapping, some option, try to get on the corner, and they're going to be the power team. Northwest is going to try to spread you out, throw the football around. They threw the ball 32 times last week. So they're going to be a passing team. And as you said, contrasting styles. On a beautiful night for football.
I don't know if it's indigenous to Hastings or what, but no crowd on this field much at all either. They use it for the national championship soccer team, so there's no crowd on this, just like there's no crowd when the St. Cecilia St. Cecilia plays at Duncan Field.
Yes, which is interesting. You know, that crowd on the field that gives you some. A little bit of a different feel when it's flat like this. The passing routes are not as are a little further. The game is just a little different on a flat field. It's a little thing. It's hard to describe. You know, I remember the old days when the crown was so big that you couldn't see the guy on the other side of the field.
Exactly. So and you're coming as a Sooner fan. But the point being,
you're right. Yeah,
they used to be like Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah,
in the middle
exactly.
Of those.
You got on the other side of the hill. You were running downhill you away from people. Exactly.
But the point I was trying to make is you were saying that the Vikings are a dink and dunk kind of football team. You get a quarterback rolling left, throwing over to his right. Now there's no crown there. Is that going to force a incompletion because throwing too high or too low?
Yeah, a tendency to throw that ball too high because you're used to throwing down. You're going level. You're going to have a tendency to either skip it, short hop it, as you said, or throw it high over his head because your angle's different going on a flat field like this.
And that would affect what, from about the 30 to the 30 on that?
Pretty much 30 to the 30. Once you get inside the red zone, you're throwing down the field or you're throwing – you know, fade routes. Of course, on the other side, Hastings is going to probably run a lot of play-action pass, so it's not going to affect them as much. They're going to try to set up those long passes and get the ball down the field, as opposed to, as you said, the dink and dunk, the screen passes, those short routes. See right there, we just had a high pass to the sideline by the quarterback in the warm-ups.
Yeah, so we'll look out for that. Again, soccer is played here. National championship soccer is played here, so they give the due to the soccer players, both men and women here at Hastings College, and so the football field doesn't have the traditional crown, no matter what the nuance is, at all. It's a completely flat football field. All right, well, the crowd is not flat tonight. They're going to be into it here in a little bit. Both teams are 1-0. It's a stone's throw from one town to the other, a Grand Island Hastings confrontation of any sort, whether it's middle school all the way on up to senior high, is a big deal. These kids have been beating on each other now for about 4 or 5 years.
At least since they were junior high. Certainly the different middle schools come down and play Hastings and Adams Central, and so they're very familiar with each other, basketball, football, baseball, all the different sports. So some friendly rivalries and maybe some not-so-friendly rivalries here.
You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame report here on KLIQ, The Breeze 94.5, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hey, by the way, if you would like to keep up with us on scores to your mobile phone, type Platte River Preps, all one word, Platte River Preps to 90210, and you'll get partials on some 31 games. Keep track of 62 teams tonight if you want to. Do that. We'll be right back with more. In fact, we'll be back with the coaches' interview shows right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame report on KLIQ-FM, KLIQFM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Hastings and Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Visit with Tiger head coach Rick Rebarger. And coach, a great win for you last week to start off the season, 48-41 in three overtimes in the Seward, a wild one.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It was a wild one. You know, in retrospect, you think about, you know, all the things that are happening around you and which direction you got to go with it. And the main thing that, as a coaching staff, we just kept being positive and handling what was thrown at us. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that our kids were down two touchdowns twice in the second half and stuck together and kept playing football and come back and, got it to a chance to go into overtime. And I think we kind of had some momentum there and rode that through our overtime. So that was a good thing.
Maybe in the past, you would have had a football team maybe full of the tents after being down by two touchdowns, but this team looks like it has a little fight in it.
Yeah, they do. I think that's attributed to our senior class. I think there's so many strong leaders on this class, and they're competitive young men. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. I think our juniors have bought in. I think that there's been a good mesh between our seniors and our juniors, and there's not really any cliques on the team or anything like that. And I think that's been very, very beneficial to our cause.
Big performance last week, Derek Fast, running back for you, 26 carries, 181 yards in the ballgame.
Yeah, well, his name is kind of appropriate. We we thought we had something special in Derek when he was a sophomore. You know, when Derek wants to be special, he can be awful special. And, you know, we were just kind of being patient with him and letting him grow up and letting him mature. And you know, we had a pretty good fullback in Austin last year, so we were just kind of keeping him on our back burner. And he hits the hole quick. There's obviously some things he's got to improve in to be a well-rounded fullback, and he's working on those things. And when you got a guy that's hitting the hole fast and you're running a mesh type offense, they better account for him, and they better make up their mind who's got him and who's got him right now. And when that happens, that opens up everything else for us too, because you're not able to play games with us. You know, you got to commit to him right now. And I think at times Seward would come down hard on him and Tyler would see it and pull, and other times they wouldn't get down far enough and Tyler would give it to him. And, you know, he about broke a couple of them, so he's special.
Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback for Hastings, had 109 yards on the ground, but accounted for 5 touchdowns, 4 on the ground and 1 through the air.
Yeah, well, you know, he had a solid game. You know, we go back and we look at some of the throws. One of them was just a little bit of a timing issue where, you know, Graham hadn't had a guy shoving him out of bounds, probably would have come down with the ball and out of bounds or inbounds. And then there was a throw at the then one of the overtimes where there was nobody there and he just threw it away. And so I thought he managed the ball game pretty well. There was a couple pitches that we'd like for him to just keep on and eat next time, and I think he's learning from that. But, you know, I thought he managed the game well. If Derek was open, he gave it to Derek. If they were coming down on Derek on our mesh plays, he was pulling it and trying to get what he could get. And that's a big step from where he was in the Gatorade scrimmage. He was trying to do too much, and I hope we see more of that.
It was a team that finished 2-7 last year, but I think they've been kind of pointing to 2012, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they've been playing all these kids. I just looked on the roster. They had like 21 seniors. They've been playing a lot of these kids since they were sophomores. So all these kids have been playing at a high level of competition in Class B. They've got some good mix of big kids, some big offensive linemen, go 240, 250, 220. And then they've got some good receivers and Waters and Larson and I mean, they're going to present our challenges, and you know, they got a 1-2 punch, 2 seniors in running back, a Lehman and a Brockman. Brockman we saw mostly last year. This Lehman has played quite a bit for him against Sydney, so they complement each other, different running styles. So defensively, they present some challenges for us, and defensively, they really didn't show anything against Seward. So we're kind of preparing for what we've seen in last year. Kind of preparing for what else can they do that's new that we saw this year do out of that. Their 4-3 was pretty basic, pretty similar to what we've seen last year, but not a lot of games with it. And so it's going to be a chess match to see what they're trying to do to us and what we're trying to do to them and how we can get things accomplished.
No secret that always when Hastings and Northwest they get together, it's a big game, I think, for both schools, isn't it?
Yeah. I talked to the paper here beginning of the week. I don't really understand it that much, but it sure is, you know. And I've talked to Coach Stein, and him and I are good friends. We've shared some ideas, you know. We were at UNK together, and you know he's a good guy, and I really respect what he's doing over there. And there's just something about when the kids have to play the other kids. It's I don't know. It's just crazy. And it always, you know, it never matters what the records are. You're going to get their best shot, and we're going to give them our best shot. So it'll be an interesting ball game.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
As Hastings High head coach Rick Rebarger, stick around. Tyson Ervonik is up next. He'll talk with Northwest head coach Kevin Stein as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues on The Breeze, KLIQ. 94.5.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech pregame show. Tyson Ivronik with you now as we are joined by the head coach from the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. It is Coach Kevin Stein with us. Coach Stein, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having us.
Coach Stein, let's talk a little bit about the Grand Island Northwest Vikings here. A team last week played in Week 0 competition versus Sydney. Got off to a quick start there. Talk a little bit about last week's game.
Yeah, we were able to get focused when they came in for kind of our pregame and had a good warm-up. So I felt good about how we were going to start. And it's always nice starting out at home. It was a new opponent that we've never faced in years. So that was something that was kind of new. So it was an exciting time, and we were able to really kind of jump out fast and make some big plays, which really helped things out, getting us going.
A lot of attention here in the early part of the 2012 season, as far as the fans are concerned, seems to center around the quarterback. You got a pretty good one in Zach Rosé.
Oh yeah, Zach's a good kid. Like I keep telling people, he's a nice quarterback and he does some nice things. But he's even a better team leader. Better than a leader, he's a better kid. He's insanely smart in the classroom. He's very positive. He gets a little hard when he needs to get hard on kids, and they really respond to him. Comes from a great family, great upbringing, and he's a kid that you want to take home.
Coach Stein, as we're looking at this Grand Island Northwest ball club, you can just sort of sense kind of a turnaround maybe in the air with this club. Talk a little bit about your expectations for this 2012 season.
Well, I expect us to really just come out and be able to compete each game, and that's Class B football. When you get a decent team, you have to be ready to go each and every week. I mean, because it's so tough from top to bottom. There's no real dogs in Class B football. So, that's one thing that's exciting. I think that's, we haven't, really been able to compete, week in and week out, and that's always been kind of a downfall for us. So I guess that's the excitement for us right now, is that you're going to come out and you're going to see a decent product on the field, and it's going to be a good ball game.
As you're looking up and down the lineup charts, Coach, who are you going to be relying on to have a big season for the Vikings to have success?
Well, we're really, led as we go. Connor Eberhardt, he's kind of our heart and soul. He's the guy that gets everything going for us, especially defensively, but even offensively as well. We have a couple of nice backs in Cole Lehman and Kyle Bachman, who also see time on defense. And then, some good inside receivers in Alex Larson and Alec Waters. And then kind of anchored our line for a third year of starting is Austin Dishman and Tanner Martin, those type of kids. So we do have a lot of experience in there. So I guess I can't really say that there's one kid that we really rely on, or one or two. We're pretty complete, and that's what kind of makes things fun.
Once again, we're talking with the Grand Island Northwest head coach Kevin Stein on the New Tech pregame show. And for those in the Hastings listening area, where they got treated to a pretty good ball game last week, a triple overtime thriller against Seward. What have you seen from the Hastings High Tigers so far in preparations for this week?
Boy, not much different. When you get a Coach Rebarger led team with a little Coach Rebarger underneath the center and at free safety, they are going to be well coached. They're going to be in the right position. They're going to be athletic and tougher to stop up front. And that's exactly what you see off the film, and it really showed. When you watch that film, and the toughness really came out. Refused to lose. Scoring with 8 or 9 seconds left, and then also, punching in, I think, on fourth and goal in the third overtime. So that's exactly, it was no surprise. I mean, that's what they do. Coach Rebarger, I have all the respect in the world. We were able to go to camps together, and we visit. And I think every time I talk to him, I learn something new every time. And so I was not surprised by what they did.
Once again, Coach Stein, our guest on the New Tech pregame show, the head coach of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Coach, as we sneak up on game time here, let's get your preparations. What's it going to take for Grand Island Northwest to get the W tonight?
Well, I think, it comes down to, the doing all three phases. And for us on defense, we need to stop that inside run. You have to stop you know, their fullback and Tyler, you know, from really pounding it between the tackles on you. You know, that's the focus for our defense. You know, that's where they start with. You know, defense or offensively, we need to just get first downs. And that's, you know, hopefully some touchdowns will come or some field goals. But, you know, you don't want to give them a short field where they can really pound it on you. So, you know, taking care of that ball and just getting first downs, because those are big for us. And, you know, special teams, you know, I think they kind of broke one open on us last year when they blocked the punt, 'cause they do a great job of it. So we just need to be solid. I know we have a nice kicker and punter in Brandon Bockle, you know, but, you know, we got to be able to protect well and not give up any big returns with the punt return and the kick return.
Okay, Coach, thank you so much for your time on the pregame show, and good luck tonight and good luck for the rest of the year. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks for having us.
That's Coach Kevin Stein, the Grand Isle Northwest Vikings. Stay tuned to the Breeze 94.5. Kickoff's right around the corner. It's the Hastings High Tigers, the Grand Isle Northwest Vikings, and it's coming right up.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The changing seasons might mean a vacation is near, or a weekend camping trip or getaway. Make sure your recreational vehicle is in top running condition. For service repairs and sales, come to Transportation Equipment Company, Hastings RV Center. Mari and Barb will do the camper detailing, hitch work, wiring, and more. And that new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, north of the railroad tracks, 100 North Laird in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller here at A.H. Jones Stadium for this battle between the Hastings Tigers and the Northwest Vikings in Class B. Both teams 1-0 after week zero. Let's take a look at who they're putting on the starting lineup. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. For the Northwest Vikings, 1-0, and the visiting team tonight, they had wide receiver Alec Walters. He's a 5'10", 165-pound senior. Alex Larson, the other wideout, is 6'2", and 160, and likewise a senior. Cody Harms is on the line. He's 6'1", 185, and a senior. Kyle Bachman, a running back, is 195, 5'10", and a senior. The quarterback is Zach Rose, a senior, 6'4", 180. And Brandon Bockley is the kicker, punter, a senior, 6', 170 pounds. Justin Gill, running back, 5'10", 165, and a junior. Cole Lehman is a running back, 180, 5'9", and a senior. Austin Anderson, linebacker, is a senior, 6'1", and 200 pounds. Going both ways is Connor Eberhardt. He's a senior, 6'2", 210, a tackle and linebacker. Nate Reisinger, a senior, 6'2", 220, plays a guard on the offense. Tanner Martin, 6'1", 210, tackle and defensive line. He is a senior. Austin Dishman, senior, 6'2", 240. He anchors the line at center. and also plays on the defensive line as a starter. Brian Lang, senior, 5'10", 250 at one of the guard spots, and plays on the defensive line. Joseph Muir, a senior, 6'2", 10 on the defensive line. And Trevor Kraft is a starter both ways. He's a senior, 6'3", and 190 pounds, wideout and linebacker, your Northwest Vikings starting lineup. Your Hastings Tigers starters are Tyler Rehberger. Rehberger is the quarterback, 170 pounds, and a 6'1 senior. He's also the coach's son. We know about coach's sons from last week. They tend to make pretty decent quarterbacks. Tanner Johnson, running back, 6'2", 175, and a junior. Jake Rossin, running back, 6'1", 180, and a senior. Anthony Julian, the wideout, 5'9", 140, and a senior. Michael Sad, running back, 5'9", 145, and a senior. Derek Fast is 6 foot 190, and they say he is fast, running back and a junior. Matt Karloff, offensive line, 6'1", 215, and a senior. Evan Reeves, 6'2", 195, and a senior. Another lineman, and it is Cody Newland, 5'7", 210, and a senior. Zach Cook, 6'2", 215, and a junior. Joe Peterson, tight end, 6'2", 170, and a junior. And Will Reimer, 5'11", 160, and a senior. Also on the line is 5'11", 200-pound junior, Alex Panganiban. And that's your starters for the Hastings Tigers. Nice night for football, gorgeous night for football on the New Tech Seed pregame report. And I want to report to you that the Tigers have won the toss but deferred to the second half. So they'll be teeing the ball up and kicking off to the Northwest Vikings and see how they can stop that pass-oriented offense. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Be back with tonight's kickoff after this on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Breeze.
All right, back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Tigers tee it up. It's a short kick. Lehman and Waters were back deep, but they don't even get anywhere close to it, as coming up to make the catch was Dakota Raider.
Smart play.
5'7", 145-pound wideout up on kind of the second wave of return men.
So they kicked one of the little pooch kicks up in the air, kicked it up high. He made a fair catch, made a smart play. Good coaching there.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line. It's a good field position there for the Hastings Tigers, for the Northwest Vikings as they go shotgun. They put it out into the flat. It's complete. Penalty markers are down at the 35-yard line. The completion went out to Austin Anderson, a 6'1", 200-pound senior. But we'll see what the looks like lineman downfield.
Making the stop for the Tigers, number 23, Anthony Julian.
Yeah, illegal lineman downfield. I don't know how you get a lineman downfield that quickly.
A little quick sign him up. That'd be a quick lineman.
I'm telling you, that is not a good start. They started the game last week, I understand, with a penalty that set them back. That was a little bit of a mystery to the fans.
All right, let's take a look and see the chatter between the referees here. A lineman downfield is going to be a 5-yard penalty, but it puts you in the hole at 15, 1st and 15. But they haven't marked anything back yet. They check with the Tigers, and the Tigers say, yeah.
This will be
an ineligible receiver downfield. 5-yard penalty remains first down.
And it is first and 15 now, so forget that play as far as the clock is concerned, and they go into shotgun again. They've got a wingman to the right of the quarterback and a slot man to the right side as well. The handoff is inside to the running back, and he gets it up across to about the 30-yard line. And a four-yard gain before he is tackled by a slew of Hastings Tigers there. That was Cole Lehman on the carry.
Yeah, they're trying to spread him out. They've got that two double wide sets out there. I'm sorry about that. I got my mic set. Double wide set, trying to get the back across and let him pick his hole. Good job by the Tigers to stuff it and the linebacker to come up and fill.
All right, now they marked off another penalty that I didn't catch before, and this is going to be against the Tigers, and it's going to move the ball up to the 35-yard line. So it's going to be second down and a long four, short five to go. Shotgun formation. The quarterback calls out the signals. Movement on the line. Now we're going to go back the other way. What is this, four plays and three penalties, or three for three?
Three for three, I believe. Got a lineman on the far side over there. Forgot the snap count. A little anxious.
5-yard penalty. It remains second down.
It'll be second down and 10 yards to go.
They're going to wear out that little 5-yard mark between the 30 and the 35-yard line, running back and forth.
Rose checks off to his right. He's got trips. One wide out to the left side. One running back standing next to him. That is Lehman. And he calls out the signals in the shotgun. Rolls over to his right, looking downfield. Looks deep, and he fires deep, and it's going to be intercepted. Oh, in and out of the hands of the Hastings Tigers defender. And I don't have a number 10 on the roster.
Broken up by number 10, Tyler Rebarker.
Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. Rebarker.
Okay, nice
way
play
up top.
The ball was kind of fluttered out there. He tried to go deep down the field. Tyler had great coverage. Went up, should have had the interception. Went right through his hands. As it is, it's third down and nine.
Rebarger is the coach's kid and the quarterback. I should.
Yeah,
actually,
you're gonna have
I was overlooking
that,
the obvious.
You're gonna have to find
on that
one. Yeah.
I was seeing 10 and thinking 15. I don't know what my problem was there on that, but anyhow, it is almost an interception. Not quite. Third down and 10.
Wow, that was another penalty. Another penalty that they called off.
That would have been a big turnover right over in the in the game.
Right there at about the 45-yard line.
11:19 to go here in the first. Shotgun again. Rose calls out some instructions to his trips to the right side. He's got one man left and a single setback by him. Shotgun back to pass. And he's going to fire across the middle. It is complete. Good enough for a first down. Rebarger with the tackle there. And the completion goes to Alec Waters, the 5'10", 165-pound senior. So that'll move the chains. And it's very important for the Tigers to be stopping these guys on third down.
Got to get out the field on third down. Great route by Waters. Took the inside slant. Hit him right on the cut, right behind the linebackers in front of the safeties. And that's a big first down after all the starts and stops and backs and forths. For both teams.
Wides both ways, slots both ways. Rose, shotgun, calls it out. Back to pass in the flat. Receiver falls down. He was looking for Alec Walters, and he fell down. He was being covered by Anthony Julian for the Tigers, and it'll bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, Waters slipped on that play. Looked like he went to plant and on this artificial surface sometimes. It's hard to get your footing early on.
Again, they go in that spread, double wides. Single setback with the quarterback, Rose, is Cole Lehman, the 5'9", 180-pounder. Shotgun formation again. Little longer count. Back to pass. He spins. Now works to his right. Does Rose. Fires a man out in the flat to his running back, who just kind of trailed him there. And Lehman has a catch and a 5-yard gain up at midfield.
Looked like a run-pass option there for the quarterback. He reversed out. And everybody came this way. It looked like if the backs would have, you know, the defensive backs would have stayed back, he could have run it. Otherwise, he just dumped it off to the back and just run a little flat route.
We're at third down and 5 to go now, right at midfield. And again, a big test for the Hastings Tiger defense here as to how to get this multiple offense of Northwest off the field after 3. They've had it now for the first several minutes that were marred by penalties on both sides, and now Grand Island has picked up one first down, working for their second one in a row. Shotgun trips to the left side this time. Single wide out to the right side. Single setback with Rose, the quarterback, in shotgun. He fakes it to his left, and it is almost picked off again. Rebarger is like 0 for 2 on some really great opportunities, but couldn't hang on to it. The ball was intended for Alex Larson, a 6'2", 160-pound wide receiver, cutting from his left across the middle, and that time the Tigers held.
It's a nice play by the safety there. Read the quarterback's eyes. He tried to give him a little fake to the outside and hit that slant, but the Rebarger were having none of it. Great breakup. Should have had his second interception.
Graham Schneider back at the 15 to take the pass. There's 10:37 to go. We got no score, and it is a wobbly kick. Bounces outside the 15, and Schneider's going to let it go out of bounds. It'll be first and 10 at about the 12-yard line for the Tigers. A nice punt, as it turned out. Not a pretty one, but an effective punt for the Vikings.
Yeah, a good punt there to the sideline. Allowed no return. Maybe a little bit of an intentional punt there to allow them to not get their quick people going down the field.
All right, 12-yard line of Hastings is where, well, they move it out now just beyond the 15-yard line of Hastings. As now we will see Rebarger and company set up shop with their wing T option. Single setback. One man goes in motion from the right to the left, and they hand it off straight up the middle to Fast.
No, they kept it.
Oh, they kept the quarterback. Kept. That was a nice fake by Rebarger. As Fast piled for 3 yards ahead. Rebarger got a total of 5. And coming up a little bit slow on that was Michael Sadd, the running back out blocking.
That was a nice dive play there to the belly option, if you will. And the fullback dives through there. A lot of contention paid to Fast, and the quarterback's able to get out on the edge.
Clock running just inside 10 to go in the first period. No score. Tigers coming off a triple overtime win to Seward last week. Pitch to the right side. This time Rawson's got it. He gets out to the 20, and that's little or no gain there, maybe even a slight loss, as coming up is Lehman on a nice tackle from the linebacker spot.
Lehman did a nice job of fighting off the block out there and being in position to make that tackle for no gain.
They continue the clock. It'll be third down coming and about 7 yards to go as a couple of subs come in for Hastings. Landon Valley comes in, and also Mitch Long is over there on the left side. A passing indicated situation. Option left side. Rawson is hemmed in inside the 20-yard line as he took the pitch from Rebarger. And it'll be no gain, certainly no first down. It'll be fourth down, and again, a long 5 yards to go. So Hastings will go 3 and out on their first series.
Yeah, when you get in a third and long with this option offense, it's difficult to pick up those first downs. Good job by the Vikings flowing to the football, stringing that play out, and forcing them to punt on their first possession.
Jake Rawson into punt.
This will be the second possession for Northwest. They ended up punting on their first one, although it was a little longer possession off the clock. We're still at no score. At the 10-yard line is Rawson standing to punt, and he goes to his left a little bit and then pooches one out, bounces at the 40-yard line, picked up at the 35 by Grand Island Northwest across the 50 and spinning down to the 47-yard line. That is Alec Waters on the return, and a nice return it is for Northwest. Good field position, not too much worse than when they punted it away just a moment ago.
Yeah, I had the rugby-style kick, tried to get the nice roll. Waters played it nice off the bounce and got a good return up just over the other side of midfield.
48-yard line of Hastings as Rose, the quarterback, and company set things up. And again, it's pretty much a run option offense on the Tigers' side versus a pass option offense, spread offense, if you will, for the Vikings of Northwest. Served them well, respectively, last week as the Tigers won in triple overtime at Seward and Northwest beat Sydney. So these are 1-0 ball clubs. They hand it off on the inside to Lehman, the running back, and he'll get about 3 yards down to the 45-yard line, stacked up by a host of Hastings Tigers there.
Excuse me, that's Cole Lehman on the carry.
That's just a read play by the back. He steps in there. He tries to find that hole. The linemen are all zone blocking up front, trying to get a push up front because you've got them all spread out and good yardage on first down, keeping them honest with the running game.
Matt Karloff with the tackle on that came up from the defensive line position and popped him. Shotgun formation. wides and slots both ways. Single setback with Rose. Now he pops over to the left side, and down on one knee to pick the ball off the turf. Rose's on a completion is complete to
number 15, Austin
Hebronic. And that'll bring up third down and 3 yards to go for Northwest. Clock running at 7:15 to go. First period of play from A.H. Jones Stadium on the campus of Hastings College. A beautiful field for the high school folks to play on. We mentioned earlier it's a soccer field as well for national championship teams, and so it's flat. There's no pitch to it at all. Handoff goes on the inside. This time it goes to Alex Waters. He goes off tackle on the left-hand side, and he's going to be close to a first down.
That Waters, or was that Brockman?
For the Tigers, number 74, Cody Newland.
I think Brockman was the inside handoff there. Picked up about 4 yards and a first down.
The ball is at the Hastings, 41 yards.
First down,
eight. Yeah.
First down and 10 yards to go now as Northwest picks up its second first down of the evening. First one coming on that first drive that ended in the punt. Shotgun formation, trips from right side. He goes to his left out of the single outside receiver. And Hebronic again pulls it in and gets it down to inside the 30-yard line. So nothing to stretch the field, but enough to go sideline to sideline and keep things off balance for the Tiger defense.
Yeah, just like a long handoff out there, just a little quick out, set down in front of the corner. Good throw, good catch. Keep the ball moving down the field.
4 yards to go on this second down. Shotgun again. Trips wide to the right side. Single outside receiver to the left. Back to pass again. Rose fires across the middle. He's got a man open in and out of the hands of Alex Larson, the intended receiver. Coverage on the play there by Tanner Johnson, but boy, he had six if he wanted it.
They tried to jam Larson at the line, and he did a good job of getting away from the corner, ran right up the seam. Corner, like I said, the safety kind of misplayed the ball. Should have been a touchdown just off his hands.
Third down and long three, short four to go again now as Northwest stops the clock on that incompletion with 6:31 to go.
Got some substitutions there.
And now they go with the running back Bachman in there with Rose. Trips wide to the right side once again. Single wide out to the left side. They hand it off on the inside to Bachman, and Bachman spins down to the 25 with some penalty markers down on the field, and that may mark things back to the Tigers' advantage.
Yeah, I think that's probably a hold out here. Tried to get out on the corner, and good job by the Tigers to string that play out and come and fill it.
Hold on the Vikings, and so the Tigers will benefit from that. The infraction apparently occurred at about the 27-yard line. They'll mark it from there.
The holding penalty is a 10-yard mark off.
That'll go against Northwest, a total of 10 from the point of the penalty, and that moves it back to the 38-yard line of Hastings. So it's going to be third down at about 12.
Seemed like some jitters here tonight. A lot of opportunities missed here, some pass interceptions and some touchdowns. Yeah. Settle down here a little bit and get into the game.
Yeah, the Hastings Tiger defense had two opportunities for takeaways and that touchdown pass that went off the fingertips of Northwest here just a moment ago. Shotgun, they fire out into the flat on the left side. Some running room as Alex Waters gets out to the 30, call it the 29-yard line, and gets a nice chunk of real estate back before Hastings comes up and tackles him at the 29-yard line.
I'm just going to say they're just running the simple hook routes, out routes, just trying to set down in that zone and pick up 5, 6, 7, 8 yards at a time here. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down.
They need four right here. Fourth and four. Hastings has a trips to the right side to cover. Back to pass across the middle. That time Bachman's got it, or Larson has it. Inside the five, touchdown. Touchdown, Alex Larson for the Northwest Vikings, and they come out to a 6-0 lead with 5:40 to go in the first period.
That was basically the same route they missed before on the touchdown. This time Larson broke it to the inside, made a good lane for the quarterback to throw in, caught it, made a great move on the safety, outran him to the corner, touchdown, big fourth down conversion.
About a 29-yard completion pitch catch there, about half and half. 5:40 on the clock, and they will tee the extra point attempt up at the 10. Rose will kneel at the 10. And the right-footed kicker puts it up, and it is good. And so the extra point by Brandon Buckley is good, and it is 7-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the kickoff. Northwest leading the Tigers 7-0 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our products, broadcast booth, your full-service irrigation headquarters, engine headquarters here in Hastings. The Tigers gave up a drive lasting 2 minutes and 50 seconds, culminating in a 29-yard pitch catch from Rose to Larson. The extra point was good, and it is now 7-0 in favor of Northwest, and it's up to the Tigers to get some possession, hang on to the ball, and answer this one back before it gets out of hand.
They're playing a lot of defense. They need a good offensive series here.
Teed up at the 40. He gives it a nice ride down at about the 30-yard line, and coming back is Schneider the other way at the 10-15. He's got a lane, 20, 25. Schneider, 30, 35, up to nearly the 40-yard line. Nice run back there by Graham Schneider, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior. Was very patient. Nice job on the far side of the field. Turned his shoulders, squared it up, and got out to the 40.
Good blocking over there on the right side by the Tigers to allow him a lane to run in. That should get him going. They need to get something going here with this ball control offense and keep the Vikings off the field.
5.5 to go in the first period. Again, you're just joining us, Northwest, on a 29-yard pitch catch from Rose to Larson. Our out front 7-0. There's a mandatory stoppage of play here on the part of the referees to get everybody liquefied,
sure,
hydrated because of the temperature. So I'll tell you what let's do. Dibs back at the station. Let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with more football from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
So the temperature, the referees wanted to take a timeout, their own timeout, to get the players some Gatorade water, whatever the brand name happens to be.
Whatever your brand name, whatever your preference.
Yeah, if you got them, drink them.
Yep.
That's what they said. Second down coming with 8 yards to go. Hastings on its second possession, trying to answer the touchdown drive of Northwest. Started at their 40-yard line on a nice run back on the kickoff by Graham Schneider. Now they're at the 41-yard line. Second down and a strong 7 to go. Back to pass, Rebarker, and he's going to get smothered inside the 40-yard line. As Northwest broke the protection, it was a slow developing play, and Trevor Kraft came in and got the sack of Rebarger. So it's going to bring up third down and 9 yards to go.
Tried to get a little play action pass going. Good coverage on the outside. I thought he had the tight end on the backside open, but too much pressure for him to have a chance to read that.
Yeah, he was definitely intending on the pass. There was no option involved there. I don't think he even faked the running back on that place. Clock is down at 4:10 to go first. Northwest 7, Hastings on their second possession out at the 40-yard line, 3rd and 9. One man in motion. Again, they fake it to Fast. No, they give it to Fast, and it's up to the 45-yard line. You're going to hear me doing that a lot tonight. I'll just guarantee it because that is a good tandem of Fast and Rebarger in that quarterback option.
Do a nice job of meshing right there at that belly play and makes it hard to read for the defense as well as us up here looking down on it.
That's right. As they break the huddle now, it brings up 4th down and 4 yards to go, and Hastings will be punting. Lawson standing at the 35. Alec Waters and Lehman are standing back at about their own 20-yard line for Northwest. Good snap, Ross. And again, that little rugby shuffle to the right side, taken to the 20-yard line, muffed. And Hastings can have great field position, great special team play, is coming down there and tackling Larson inside the 10-yard line. I think that was Graham Schneider again, wasn't it?
It was a nice play by Schneider. Ball went right through Larson's hands and dropped, luckily, between his legs. Otherwise, that could have been a big turnover for the Tigers.
Check, that was such a nice play. It was Mitch Lawn that came in and got that. But, boy, he was there. He was there like white on rice. That's one of your lines.
He was there right. You're right.
Just as he took it and gave him an extra 5 yards in field position and pins Northwest back at the 15-yard line. 3:14 to go as Northwest sets up shop at their own 15. They got trips wide to the right side. Single wide out to the left, single setback, and Rose will pitch it out to him, and a little flip pass out to the 20-yard line, and a gain of about 3 yards. Rose's a host of Tigers are over there to smother him on the far sideline. Among them is Matt Karloff, the 6'1", 215-pound senior.
Just a little swing pass there. It's like a long handoff, and really even the way he's through it, it looked like a shot put out there. And but again, positive yardage on first down.
It would have been a shuttle pass, except it was overhand instead of underhand. Trips wide to the right, 2nd down, 6 yards to go. Inside handoff to the running back Lehman now, and he'll get stood up inside the 25-yard line, bringing up 3rd down and a strong 4 yards to go. So Hastings has the opportunity here to try and get a 3 and out for the first time tonight.
Also in on the tackle, number 50.
They've done a good job on the running play to keep the backs contained. It's when they get them spread out and those receivers get in those lanes, it's really tough to cover.
Clock at 2:10, 7-0, Northwest in front of Hastings right now in the first period of play. Wideouts both ways, slots both ways now for Rose, who calls out the signals out of the gun, back to pass, and a whistle blows. And so that early, I'm going to guess that we're talking about a procedural call against the offense. False start is going to walk him back 5 more yards, and it'll bring up 3rd down and about 7 yards to go now for Northwest when they come back to the line.
That is 4 penalties, and they had 2 penalties waved off because of the Tigers decided to decline it. So really putting themselves in a hole here with these penalties.
Officials timeout for equipment repair.
Northwest started this drive at their own 15-yard line, and they are still there by virtue of penalties. 3rd down and 7 yards to go as they go double wides. Shotgun formation. Rose barks it out, goes to his right side this time, and he's got Bachman, the wide out. For the running back,
I'm going
to try that again. It is not. It's to Waters out at the 25-yard line and a pickup of about 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, it's going to be 4th down. Again, just a swing pass out here to the right side, trying to get a receiver out in space. Nice block by the receiver, but good tackle by the defense.
All right, 4th and less than a yard. They're going to go for it. Shotgun formation. This time, Rose is going to keep it himself. Quarterback keeper gets it out to the 29-yard line, and that'll be enough for a Viking first down. Move the chains, and the Tigers will have to set up on a 1st and 10 defense now again. 1:07 to go in this first period of play.
What a big play. The Tigers have got to get off the field on 3rd and 4th down. That's twice they've done that to them, and that will wear your defense out.
Well, not only that, but when you've got that running back in motion or the wideout or whatever, when they're getting that pass, there's even more running.
Right, sideline to sideline, trying to cover the whole field.
Again, trips to the left side this time. Rose under center, or in the shotgun, flips it out to Lehman at the 30-yard line, and he will juke his way up to about the 32-yard line. And over there with the tackle, Wyatt Davis for Hastings on defense. It'll bring up second down. Well, he got better yardage than I thought. Second down and about 6 yards to go. Ball is spotted inside the 34. They got to get out to the 40-yard line for the first down. Rose checks the sideline for the signal in.
I just say, it doesn't look like much from up here. It's just a little dink pass, but you spread them out and you get one-on-one and you're liable to break a tackle and go for a long distance on these plays.
Trips to the right side. Single wide out to the left side. Now, again, we've got maybe a delay of game this time, and Northwest continues to not help themselves early on. Oh, they're going to call for a timeout. So they avoided the delay of game with a timeout for Northwest. So we'll take a minute here with not too long to go in the first period, under 10 seconds to go in the first period of play. We're looking at Northwest with a 7-0 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
I can't figure out why I keep popping whenever I raise my...
is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Northwest called a timeout to avoid a penalty the way it played out. And so time back in here. Second down and about 7-8 yards to go. And Rose is in the backfield with a trip wide out to the right side, and a single wide out to the left side. Shotgun, single setback, standing next to him in the backfield. Now he goes back to pass, looks to his left, now back over to his right, goes across the center. He's got a man with a step, and it is over his head. Alec Water was the intended receiver, coverage there by Mitch Long. It looked like if the pass would have been on target, it would have at least been a long completion, if not a touchdown. So the Tigers dodge a bullet there, and it'll be third down and 7 to go.
Well, I have to tell you, the Tigers actually played pretty good defense there. He wanted to go to the short route. The linebacker finally got underneath that route and took it away, and he had to go deep down the field. That's the reason that play was what it was, but that's not where they wanted to go.
That's the end of the first period of play with the score, Northwest 7, the Tigers of Hastings nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
Think big, save big during the Whirlpool Labor Day event at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $700 MasterCard prepaid card rebate with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool or Maytag appliances, or up to $1,000 on select KitchenAid appliances. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we come back in the second period now. Third down and 7 yards to go for Northwest. Fresh quarter and whistles as the inside handoff goes to Lehman, and Laundrie is down on the field. Again, it looks like an offensive, probably a movement, and it is against Northwest. And so for about the fourth time, they've shot themselves in the foot here in the first down situation.
That's five penalties. All of them just procedure penalties. That one holding penalty, but that just got to drive a coach crazy. You know, I realize it's second game, but you got to clean that stuff up.
Third down and 12 now. The Tigers have an opportunity to get some decent field position if they can force a punt from inside the 25 of Northwest. One more down to hold. They get across the center. They're not going to do it. They get a first down and more. Larson, completion to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Wow. Alex Waters on that touchdown reception that's going to go 72 yards.
Boy, it's a nice route there. Waters ran a tight little post route, hit him right as he came across the middle, and he just split the safeties and was gone. You're not going to catch Alex Waters in the open field.
So it is Hastings deep in the hole now with a 13-0 deficit on the second play of the second
Bockley
quarter.
To attempt the extra point.
Bockley to attempt the extra point. Good snap.
Good
kick. And a 14-0 score. Northwest on top of the Hastings Tigers. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Last time out to the 40. And Bockley is teeing things up at his 40-yard line now. That was a four-and-a-half-minute drive by Northwest. And taking it in the end zone and staying there wisely is Anthony Julian for
touchback.
Hastings High. And
Tigers
they'll get the ball first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Kearney Catholic leading Ord 7-0 in the first. St. Cecilia over Centura 6-0 in the first. Sydney over Holdridge 7-0 in the first. Gibbon and Wood River, Cozad and Adams Central all tied, no points there. And now Adams Central looks like has taken a 7-0 lead over Cozad, and Loomis over Amherst 6-0 in some of the scores. If you want to keep up with those, text Platte River Preps to 90210. Hastings Tigers with the wing T offense. Send two wideouts, two wings, one wing in motion from the left to the right, but they go straight up the middle to Fast, where they fake it to him, and the quarterback Rebarger hangs on to the ball, gets out to about the 23-yard line.
I think they've got to be patient here. I thought in that last series they went for that pass a little early. They're getting good yardage on first down, 3 or 4 yards, and they've got to be patient and keep the ball in their hands for at least a drive and not go three and out here.
Well, Northwest had drives of 250 and 430 in the first half. I mean, right there's 7 minutes on scores for Northwest. Under center is Rebarger. He's got a man in motion. Now they do the dipsy doodle on the inside. He'll keep it himself, and he's going to be trapped back at the 20-yard line. And Rebarger gets nothing, loses 5 from the previous play, and it's going to be third down and about 10 yards to go for the Tigers.
Tried to run the option play, had the option play going. Good play by the defensive end on that side to wrap him up and not allow him to get outside and pitch the football.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking they need to do something to spread things out here a little bit because they got 8 in the box and they're not doing much as far as the inside option play.
This is what they do. You got to be patient when you're running the option.
All right, Coach. Under center is Rebarger. Single setback. Wingman to the right goes in motion. And back to pass, but there is a penalty marker down and a stoppage of play here with 10:27 to go in the first half. This time the Tigers will pick up the procedure play, and it's going to be third down and 14 yards to go.
And that's just a killer for a ball control offense. You've got to go 3 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards, and just move the ball down the field. You get out of character and start throwing the football, trying to do things you don't do well. It is really just difficult to execute.
Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up here in a little bit. Rebarger under center facing a third down, and we'll call it 14, one man in motion. And again, they hand it straight off the middle to Fast, and he's going to be stopped short of anything. Maybe a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Fourth down and better than 10 yards to go for Hastings.
Tried to get an inside trap play going with Fast, but those against a 4-4 defense, it is tough to run inside. I think you've got to attack the edges. But you can do that with the option game. But right now they are keying on Fask, and they're going to make somebody else stop them.
Well, I guarantee you, Jake Rawson probably wanted to play some football tonight, but not all of it at punter, and that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
He stands 10 yards in back, and return men for Northwest standing at the 45, their own 45. Rawson again pooches that, that kick, and the – ball is dead at the 42-yard line, so really not a real effective kick that time. That kind of rugby kick is good if you're trying to misdirection, but that time he probably would have been better off just trying to...
Well, what happened there was the ball was snapped to his left side. He wanted to roll to his right side, threw him off, and they got a little pressure, and I think he rushed the kick a little bit, and there you didn't get that natural roll. And again, the result is great field position for Northwest.
So it's going to be first and 10 for the Vikings. They set up housekeeping at the 42-yard line of the Tigers. Trips wide to the right side. Shotgun formation for Rose. Single wide out to the left side. And the fake handoff to Brockman. It's going to be Rose keeping the ball himself. Gets all the way down to the 30-yard line. That looked way too easy. A 12-yard pickup on a quarterback keeper by Rose.
Gave a nice fake inside. They've been keying on that inside run play. The linebacker on this side took the fake, gave Rose a nice lane to run in, and a first down. Now the coaches are kind of picking and choosing what they want to do for this Vikings offense.
Clock at 9:13 until halftime. Coming to you from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Craig Eckert and Tim Bob Kitzmiller here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Friday game of the week. Shotgun Rose. Wides both ways. Back to pass now, and he fires one downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Some dancing around between the defender and the wideout, but I don't think it was catchable in any way. I think Rose actually kind of threw it away, didn't he?
I think he did. He was getting pressure right in his face. He was actually on his backside when that play was done. I think he did a good job of just throwing it away and bringing up second down and 10.
Clock at 8:54 until halftime.
An incomplete pass is not a bad thing sometimes. Sometimes it's just better to throw it away and not force something.
That's a fact. Trips wide to the right side. Single wide out to the left is Trevor Kraft. Shotgun, Rose, whistle.
Penalty markers on the field.
Again, procedure.
Dead ball.
And that is another false start on the Vikings. Are you keeping count? Is that six?
That is six, yes, sir.
So that's going to bring up second down and 15 yards to go for Northwest.
I'm sorry, that's six penalties, five of them procedural. Let me clarify.
And
that's frustrating.
Arguably four of those stop drives because they've scored on two drives.
Right.
Rose now looks to his right where he has triple wide receivers. Shotgun, hands on the inside to his running back. That's Bachman, and he'll get inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line.
Kyle Bachman on the carry.
About two on the play. Good job by the Tigers that time. Panganiban getting in on the tackle there.
Third down, yeah, that was a nice stop. Third down and 13 yards to go, so the pickup of only about 2 yards.
Now, they've had trouble on third and long, giving up big plays. See if they can stop them this time.
Trips wide right. Rolling to his right is Rose. Looks downfield, fires out into the flat. It is complete again to Waters. Alec Waters, whose name is deadly on that third down. He took one to the house last time, and this time he picked up, I think, enough for the first down at the 20-yard line.
He was well covered on that. Waters ran a nice route. Rose threw it to the outside, let him go up and get it, and that is a first down indeed.
8:12 to go, and so again, nifty first down for Northwest and a heartbreaker for the Tigers here. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line of Hastings, down 14-zip here with 8:12 to go until halftime. It's time to go triple wideouts to the left side as Rose barks out the signals with one man standing behind him at running back. He fires left side. It is in and out of the hands of Alex Larson that time, just fired high. Rossin in on the coverage there at about the 5-yard line.
Looked like he had the receiver open. You're right. Looked like just overthrew him, threw it a little high, or that would had a potential to be another touchdown.
Second down coming with 10 yards to go. Again, the ball planted at the 20-yard line of Hastings. They played most of the ball game in Hastings territory tonight as the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Rose at the controls. Trips wide to the left side, one wide out to the right, single set back again. They don't deviate from that too much. Back to pass over on the left. He goes to the flat. It is broken up nicely there. Another nice play by Wyatt Davis for Hastings. He's had a nice defensive game here tonight for the Tigers thus far. Third down and 10 coming.
That time they got in between that little slant route and took that away. Quarterback might have forced it a little bit, but good defensive stand. Third down and long. Tigers have got to get off the field.
That's one thing about a short pass game. There's not a lot of arc to it, so if you can get your paws up,
right,
you can knock that ball down.
Exactly. Get in the way.
I was good at getting in the way. Coach said that. You're just in the way all the
time.
You're
in the way.
Trips wide left side. Shotgun Rose. Back to pass, rolls left. The right-handed thrower fires across the middle, and again, just a little long. The intended receiver there, again, I believe was Waters. Was not Waters.
Rose,
yes, it was Waters.
For Alec Waters falls in.
Good coverage on the outside. They took away the short out route. They had good coverage. Tried to get Waters on the drag route, but good coverage that time by the Tigers.
Okay, looks like they're going to try and put the holder down at the 27-yard line. They'll attempt a field goal here.
With nice yellow shoes.
Oh, man. 7:58 to go. In the first half, Northwest, trying to pin three more on. It's a high enough kick, a long enough kick, and not accurate enough, though. Looks like it was wide to the right side. So Northwest will turn the ball over after an attempted field goal. It is no good, and so Hastings will get the ball back at their own 20-yard line with 7:53 to go. In the first half.
Well, the Tigers really needed that stop there. They're down 14-0. They've got about 7-8 minutes here before halftime. They need to put together a drive, move the ball down the field, and gain some confidence against this Viking defense, so which has so far shut them down basically for no gain for
the
night.
The heck of it is you got your quarterback. He's also in there playing safety, so it isn't like the quarterback and the offensive minds can say, okay, here's what we're going to try to do. Now he's back in as the quarterback. Rebarger under center. Wing on the left side in motion. He'll get the toss coming to the right side, and that's Schneider across the 20, but not any more than that. He maybe got half a yard. That is not Schneider. That's Sad.
Trying to run that toss sweep out of that wing T offense because they're so packed in there, but a good job by the corner out here setting down and setting the edge and not allowing him to get on the corner.
So second down and 10. Clock at 7:27 to go until halftime. Allen's halftime report. By the way, at Allen's, you can get those Team Jack T-shirts to help support childhood cancer research. More about that as the days and weeks roll on. Under center now on the second and 10. And the handoff goes to Rossin. He's got some running room at the 25. Rossin to the 30 and the 35-yard line. That is the bright spot in the Jake Rossin in the Hastings Tiger offense tonight. A nice 15-yard rip-off there by Jake Rossin, the 6-foot, 180-pound senior.
Nice little inside give. Let him get to the outside. They got a good block on the outside. He made a nice move on the corner to get that first down because he was short and made a nice cut to the inside, and that's a bright spot. They needed that. Sometimes that'll get that offense rolling, just one first down.
Rossin, the punter, says, that's what I wanted to do on the field tonight, not punt so much.
There you go.
Jake Rossin, first and 10 now, 35. Call it the 37-yard line of Hastings. That was a 17-yard pickup. This time Rawson fakes going in motion. They hand it straight up the middle. Now they pitch it back on a flea flicker. Sam's got the play at the 45-yard line up to about the 49. That was a nice play.
That was a nice play. He did a good job of getting to the outside. Had a great block out here by the receiver. And that is a nice 11-yard gain.
You're right. That does look like Papa Hallis game film from about the 1940s.
There you go. And he is the Kansas Comet out here.
Whoa. First and 10 on that one. So the Hastings Tiger offense, which is very, very entertaining when it's working here, picks up two consecutive first downs, their first two of the evening, and they send the wideouts both ways. Julian is wide out to the left side, and actually two wings, and now the wing on the right side as there's a mix-up in the backfield, and Rebarger has to keep it himself and lead the ball at about the 47-yard line. He did a smart thing there, and somebody did a dumb thing for Northwest. They knocked Rebarger as he was out of bounds, and he's going to pick up a personal foul, and Rebarger takes the hit, takes one for the team, and that's going to give a first down for Hastings.
And as you said, that was a complete busted play. He either turned the wrong way or the running back went the wrong way. He tried to give him a little fake like it was going to be a pass, and just run out of bounds, and for no reason, he was a good two steps out of bounds, and the Viking defender just popped him along the sidelines. Yeah. Have to call that.
And Rebarger, in his own way, with that style of offense, showed the same kind of savvy that Rose did before when he threw the ball away.
Right.
This time, he kept it because he knew that trying to throw it downfield would just have been not good.
And that's another big penalty. The Tigers are moving here. This is what they needed.
Double wing, double wides. Rebarger under center. Fast is standing beside him. Wing back to the left goes in motion. He'll get stood up as he gets the ball at about the 36-yard line. Little or no gain there. 6:22 to go in the first half. Hastings showing its first signs of life offensively here tonight. On this possession, they started at their own 20, and now they are down to the 37-yard line of Northwest. There's trailing 14-0, and they need to climb back into this thing with something good.
Well, this single wing offense, you don't think about that. That's a power play there to try to bring that wing back over and lead with the fullback, kind of like an ISO play. But it's hard to run against a 4-4 defense with that many people in the middle of the defense, and they're packed in there tight, as you've said.
Double wings. Mathias is in motion now. Back to pass. Rebarger. He's going to get chased and brought way back at the 46-yard line. And that's the second time tonight the Rebarger has been sacked for a loss on a pass play that just did not develop quickly enough.
Yeah, the Vikings have got their middle linebacker is right up there at the line of scrimmage. They're coming with the all-out blitz, and there's just too many people for him to block. The receiver might have been open. He just didn't have time. Too much pressure.
Huge loss back to the 45-yard line. It'll bring down third down and nearly 20 yards to go. Call third and 18 as Rebarger comes in from the sideline. Conveys the play to the teammates as they spread it a bit with two wideouts, two wings, and Fast is the single setback, and we've got a whistle again. Penalty marker down offside on defense. No, on offense. A wideout set up on the wrong side of the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be an offensive penalty. Wow.
That's just inexcusable. You run out there, you look at the man in the striped shirt, and you say, am I on the ball or am I not? And he'll nod his head. You know, that's just not – it's either the quarterback not giving him time to get set or he's just not, you know, asking the right question.
All right,
that's what he's out there for.
We go from third and 18 to about third and call it 23 yards to go. And again – double wing, double wides, and Rebarger calls from under center. One man in motion. Back to pass, Rebarger trying to set, being chased, scrambles around at the 45. Fires out now, and he's got a man out there. In fact, he had too many men out there. He had Fast and Rawson at the 30-yard line, and neither one could come down with the ball. Alex Waters was in on coverage there, covering two Tigers at once.
And Waters actually fell down back there. The Rebarg did a great job of keeping that play alive, ran around, defender, got away, finally got into a lane. I thought he was going to run with it. As you said, he had two guys open over there, just threw it a little high.
You don't really want two offensive players that close to each other, but it was a broken play, and so they were just trying to get open. 4:50 to go now till halftime. Rawson, who had that nice 17-yard breakoff run earlier, now has to punt. And what he's going to try and do is pin Northwest deep in their own territory. There are two men standing at the 10-yard line. Gets a wobbler off, bounces at the 20, and is going to bounce out of bounds at about the 12-yard line is where they mark it. So he did a nice job.
Nice job. Nice punt.
4-4-4 on the scoreboard clock now as Northwest will take over from their own 12-yard line.
Missed opportunity there, Craig, for the Tigers. They were moving the ball and had those two critical penalties that put them in third and just forever. And that is just not a scenario for winning football.
Northwest scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass from Rose to Brockman. Nope, from Rose to
Larson.
And then a 68-yarder to...
But you told me 72.
Excuse me, 72. You're right. 72-yarder to Walters.
I'm counting on you to count.
I shouldn't start doing that until I get my mathematics straight. But that's right, or arithmetic. It's arithmetic. That's the heck of it.
It's arithmetic.
If there was an X in there, I'd have had it just right out.
If you don't know what N stands for, I don't want to help you.
Stands for knowledge.
Knowledge.
4:44 to go, and there's a timeout on the field here. As again, I'm not sure whether or not this is a mandatory one taken by the referees who earlier did it to make sure that the players were well hydrated, or whether or not this is one that's been taken by Northwest, as they need to know what to do with the 4:44 to go on the clock. They have 88 yards to go to pay dirt. They've proven that they've got a field goal kicker who can kick from 20 to 25 yards out.
He had
the distance on the last field goal attempt, but not the direction. He was wide to the right.
Well, I'll tell you, if the Tigers could get out of this at 14-0, that would be a pretty good scenario, as many yards and as much as their defense has played this first half.
And again, their defense has had a couple of near highlights themselves, a couple of missed opportunities and interceptions.
You're right.
A shotgun formation, trips wide right, hand side handoff for Northwest now. So it looks like they may be satisfied here to kind of sit on this lead as they gave it on the inside to Bachman. And he didn't get much. Karloff in on the tackle for the Hastings Tigers. And the clock runs inside the 4.5-minute mark. Tigers 1-0, the Vikings 1-0. We'll have the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Listening live from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth for irrigation engines. Call on Husker Power Products. Talk about a timely product this year, huh? Back to pass, firing across the middle, and complete to Alex Larson. It's a foot race now. Larson at the 40, 35, 20, 15, 10. Larson almost pulled down from behind, but he high-stepped it into the end zone. And it is another long pass, an 88-yard pass from Rose to Larson, and another long strike. Not a long pass, but an accurate pitch and a catch of probably tagged an extra 70 yards on that. Probably an 18-yard pass and a 70-yard run.
I'm sure it was 18 yards. It's just a simple seam route. He's just up the field and looking to the inside. And Larson gets it, and he is gone because they've got you spread out. The safety's all the way over there, and linebackers chasing from behind.
20-0 with the conversion coming up. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it is good. And it is now Northwest 21, Hastings nothing. We'll take a minute timeout and back with the Tiger offense right after this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Put your footballs away.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Booked for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Look at kickoffs and PATs. He's a pretty active night. Schneider is back, as is Julian, to do the return. Schneider has it at the 10. across the 20. Graham Schneider to 25 and out to about the 28 or 9 yard line. We'll see where they mark it, but Hastings has 3:46 on the clock to narrow the gap here and go into halftime with a little bit of momentum. We'll see.
Yeah, they need to get a drive going here. They got going last time and had the penalties that slowed them down and really cost them. But they really need to move the football down here and get something.
Now, they did show us and themselves that they can get some yardage. They had two consecutive first downs when that wing T is working. It can bite off some nice runs.
Right. I mean, you can't defend everything, and you've got to block up front, and that's what we're going to find out here in the next 3:46.
Wings
the ball.
And wides both ways, fast as a single setback, and they give it to him, and he doesn't get much. That's the play that sets this whole offense up, though, isn't it? It's that first either give or fake give to the big running back fast, and he got about 2 yards on that. Now, that doesn't seem like much right now, but as you said, let's wait and see whether patience pays off.
You got to commit to taking away that dive play, and by doing that, you give up something else. That linebacker gets creeping up, he gets that play, and then that quarterback can get in the seam, and you can pitch the ball and get on the outside. So far, the Vikings have done a good job of defending this option offense.
21-0. And the option offense goes again to that dive play straight ahead. It goes straight ahead across the 35 to the 36-yard line. A manageable third down now for Hastings. Both teams, penalty-wise, seem to have settled down a little bit, and I don't mean to jinx anybody.
Yeah, here we are, the third and two, third and three. You know, that's manageable. That's what you're looking for. And you do that, and you do that, and then all of a sudden you can hit that long play down the field. You can hit that option, but you've got to set it up with that dive play. And you have to be patient as an offensive play caller.
And this is where the quarterback doesn't have time to kind of remind his teammates, hey, let's not do anything dumb here.
Right.
Wides to the right side, double wides. Option, Rebarger tries to fake out one man, gets enough for the first down across the 42 on the quarterback keeper.
Nice job there. Good patience by Rebarger. Wanted to pitch it. The play wasn't there. Put his foot on the in the ground and got upfield. Put a nice move on the linebacker and picked up a first down.
Eberhardt, the tackler there for Northwest from the linebacker spot. He's a 6'2", 210-pound senior. As got some subs coming in here. Will Reimer comes in again for Hastings High as one of the wideouts. And he'll go wide to the left side. Another wide to the right side. Single wing to the right this time as the left side goes in motion. Back to pass, Rebarger fires one downfield. He's got a man. He's got the reception to the 35. Down to the 20, 15, and full down at the 10-yard line is Will Reimer.
Rebarger's pass complete to number 85, Will Reimer.
Did a nice double move out there. Came out to the right. Got one-on-one coverage on the backside. Little pump fake and then threw it up. And the quarterback threw a nice pass. Receiver went and got it. Waters ran him down, or that's a touchdown.
That's a little practice paid off there because they were kind of reading each other's minds, I think, on that one. Minute 48 to go now. Hastings in the red zone and knocking on the door as they wind the clock here. It is first and goal to go inside the 10-yard line. He was within a half a step of taking it all the way to the house. Rebarger under center, double wing, double wides. First and goal. Handoff goes to, they fake the handoff to pass. Rebarger keeps it, dances into the end zone, touchdown, and Hastings is on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Rebarger marches in from just inside the 10, and it is now Northwest 21, Hastings 6.
And that's a great play. We had a great angle here. He gave a nice fake into the line, and there was a seam opened up, and he just hit right through that window between the corner and the safety, ran for the corner, and that is just the way you draw that one up. That's a nice play.
1:31 to go until halftime. Hastings' last two possessions have shown some signs of life on their offense. Holder kneeling at the 10. Good snap, good kick, and it is good. And so at the end of nearly one half of play, 1:31 to go, it is now Northwest 21 and the Hastings Tigers 7. We'll take a 30-second timeout and listen for the Hastings kick right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore Shopping Center around you. One stop.
one-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore.
Yeah, it's right there. Okay.
Nice play.
That's pretty nice.
That's
yeah.
a nice play.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. Sad is going to give it a ride from the 40 back to do the return chores. Is Lehman and Larson.
Well, remember last week the Tigers came all the way back, down 21 points, and so that may have been how they did it. Found their
triple overtime win at Seward. Northwest had an easier time at Sydney. There's the kickoff. It's a nice ride. It gets down inside the 10-yard line, and here coming the other way is Lehman across the 15 to the 20, and Lehman leans into the 20-yard line, and I don't know if he got to the 20 or not. Not quite.
I think he's a little short. You're right.
Making a stop for the Tigers.
So with a minute 25 to go in the first half of play, Northwest has it just inside their own 20-yard line. We call it 19 and a half if there was such a thing. First and 10.
You got to watch this seam play, this play they've scored twice on. Defense needs to watch out for this with a minute 25 to go.
The defense is going to call timeout, so we'll take a minute here. You're listening to High School Football Game of the Week. The Hastings High Tigers trailing the Northwest Vikings 21-7 on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Does not make that a guarantee. The handoff on the inside to Bachman, and there he's going to get stood up inside the 20. Maybe lost a half a yard on that, or rather that was Lehman on the carry. But a conservative play there by Northwest. From the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitz Miller, Holdridge leading Sydney 10-0, Lexington and New York tied in the second. Kearney Catholic has Ord by 20 in the second. Gibbon Wood River, that's a good one there, 13 apiece in the second. St. Cecilia over Centennial 28-6. Shotgun. Fake the handoff. Rose into the right flat. Overshoots his intended receiver. And it'll bring up a third down and 10 yards to go. Intended on that play was Austin Anderson.
Still a very conservative play. Wasn't trying to get the ball down the field, just trying to get something out here in the flat and maybe get a play or get a first down.
And third down, a bit more than 10 now. We'll see what Northwest can pull out of their hat. It's been the short completion and the long run that's been deadly for the Vikings tonight. As Rose stands in the gun with a single setback, trips to the right side. He fires over on that right side, has a man. That's Waters. Waters is on in the open again. 40, 35. He's got two Tigers to beat. 20, 15. Waters going to get stretched out and pulled down inside the five-yard line at about the three-yard line. Holy smokes.
That was nothing but just a simple little screen play out there. Nothing fancy, but he nearly took that one to the house.
That was actually Larson on the play. I might have said Waters. Alex Larson. I can't tell a lick of difference in the speed.
Those they're both quick.
They're both quick, yeah, and they're on the run. And that was a completion. The pass was about 10 yards, and the run was about 60. Shotgun again, trips wide right. Handoff goes to the running back, Lehman. He powers his way. Did he get into the end zone or not? Let's see.
The officials
no indication
saying,
yet.
Yeah, they gave him the touchdown over here. The line judge threw his arms up, so that is a touchdown. Wow.
Wow, is right.
This offense can just strike from anywhere.
27-0.
They were down here on the 20-yard line. Looked like they were content to run it out. Threw a little dink pass out here in the sideline. Got a great block by the receiver. And you said Larson just turned on the jets and got it all the way down there with a short touchdown.
Lehman with the TD from plowing in from about three.
That makes the score right now in Northwest 28, Hastings 7.
And so I think we're just going to keep it here. 18 seconds to go until halftime. And at this point, Hastings' defensive minds have got to be thinking, what do we got to do? I mean, is it strategy or is it technique? I mean, I don't see a lot of obvious blown coverages here, but obviously when you're looking at a running off or a passing offense, rather, where it's oriented toward the short pass and the long run, and you got a couple of guys that can pick it up and lay it down like the wideouts for Northwest, Waters, and Larson. I mean, like I said, they're interchangeable. It's like pick your poison.
Yeah, I don't think it's blown coverages. I think the Vikings are executing well. They're finding that window in the defense, putting that guy on a one-on-one play. And as you said, Waters and Larson both have the speed to get open. And once they've got it and get in the open field, it's a foot race.
18 seconds on the second half, on the second period. Clack.
Vikings.
Buckley will tee it up at the 40. Standing back is Schneider and Julian again. They're standing about the 5-yard line. And he gives it a ride to Julian. Julian will take it, and he muffs it in the end zone. It'll be
touchback.
A touchback.
And first down and 10 for the Tigers from their own.
The Tigers will take it out to the 20-yard line. So this is a long way to go and a short time to get there, to coin a phrase. And with the option offense, you got
to
think, man, maybe. Could be that they're just going to take it and kneel on it and take it to halftime and figure something out, defensively at least. And, of course, the good defense on an offense like Northwest is keep the ball.
Yeah, that'd be the best thing to do, to sustain a couple of drives, keep the ball out of their hands.
They can't score if they don't have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Under center, double wing, double wides. Rebarger calls out the signals, handoff to Fat. No, he keeps it himself across the left side and skirts across the 25, 30-yard line, close to a first down, but now we're under 10 seconds to go, and that's going to be the last play of the first half unless there's a quick timeout called here, but I don't see that happening. 2-1. There we go, into halftime. We're going to have the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up here. You've been listening to the first half of football, the game of the week on KLIQ, brought to you by Husker Power Products. Broadcast booth by LP Diesel Irrigation Engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines, customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here. We'll be back to give you the stats and a recap of what's transpired here in the 28-7 game between Northwest and Hastings right after this timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The changing seasons might mean a vacation is near, or a weekend camping trip or getaway. Make sure your recreational vehicle is in top running condition. For service repairs and sales, come to Transportation Equipment Company, Hastings RV Center. Maury and Barb will do the camper detailing, hitch work, wiring, and more. And that new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, north of the railroad tracks, 100 North Laird in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report, Craig Eckert along with Tim Bob Kitzmiller here. Stay tuned for the scores and statistics of the first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report. You'll get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allens Superstore. Shop Allens Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allens Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings, and you can get your Team Jack shirts there as well, right in the Husker apparel department. The Team Jack shirts, that's after young Jack Hoffman, a six-year-old diagnosed with cancer. His family has decided to fight and set up a Team Jack Legacy Fund with the cancer research folks. Search for a cure for childhood cancer. And every one of those T-shirts will contribute $10 to that research fund to help discover a cure for childhood cancer. So stop by Allen's for that as well. I think they're stocked up. We delivered them the other day. Tyson Vronick, KHAS, is going to be down there with the Coach's Corner tomorrow. He'll tell you more about that as well. But Team Jack T-shirts, we'll hear more about that. Let's get them all sold out. Let's get some dollars in there to help fight childhood cancer. All right. Play-by-play scores on Platte River Preps. Here we go. If you text Platte River Preps to 90210, you get these same scores. It is Holdridge leading Sydney 17-6 at the half. Halftime has York ahead of Lexington 17-7. In C1, Kearney Catholic has a 20-zip lead over Ord at halftime. Gibbon and Wood River are tied up at 13 at halftime. You can hear that game on ESPN Radio 1460 and any of these games on Platte River Radio, of course, on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Adams Central and Cozad at halftime. The Patriots on top of the Haymakers, 7-0. And Hastings St. Cecilia has a 28-6 lead at halftime over Centennial. Ravenna leads Superior 34-0. So those are some of the partials from high school football tonight. We're at 28-7 right now as the Grand Island Northwest Vikings with a very potent option spread offense has shown amazing quick strike ability. They took the ball over in their last score. They took the ball over with a minute and 38 seconds to go and drove 80 yards in under a minute, culminated with a three-yard run by Lehman after about a 75-yard pitch catch to Waters from Larson. Alex Larson from Rose, the quarterback, and it is the other four scores or other three scores were the same way, a short pass and a very long run by some very speedy and talented wide receivers. And so Hastings has got to figure that to stay in this ball game, they're going to have to keep that offense on the field, and they have not been able to do that. If Northwest doesn't have the ball, they can't score. I don't know that there is a defense high school-wise that can stop a well-executed passing game like Northwest has right now.
Yeah, when you're getting those receivers running in the open like that, and Hastings has tried to jam him at the line of scrimmage, and what they wind up doing, Rose's done a nice job of checking off to his second receivers, which makes you back off a little bit, and they're able to hit getting those seams, and Waters and Larson. Again, that two long runs on that quick seam, three touchdowns on that, and the last one was just a really just a little screen pass to the outside, like a long handoff, and Larson turned it into a big play. They've had touchdown pass plays of 76, 88, 72, and 29. And they have all been on third and long or fourth down and long plays.
And, other than keeping the offense off the field, as we said, and certainly Hastings has the capability of doing that with that run offense that they have. But if you're going to have a run offense, you have to have consistency. You've got to have rhythm. And they showed some rhythm in their drive midway through the second period where they had two first downs in a row, couldn't do anything with it. Then finally, when they got the ball back for the last possession of the first half, second from the last possession of the first half, they were able to pull back and throw the ball deep with a reception that got down inside the 10-yard line, and then Rebarger on an option took it into the end zone. And at that point, it looked like Hastings was going, this is what we're like, this is our identity, and we can play with these guys. But then they give the ball back with a minute 38 to go in the first half, and Northwest again, short pass and a long run, and it's 28-7 here at halftime.
Well, just to give you an idea of the explosion of this offense, 13 of 25 is Rosé in the first half, 328 yards of passing. Rushing, they have got 6 yards for Brockman, 9 yards for Lehman, and 13 yards for Rosé. It's all come through the air in the first half. Penalties have been a problem for Northwest. They've had 7 penalties for 45 yards. It's part of the reason they were in those third and longs, but they were able to turn those into touchdowns. For Hastings, they are 18 carries for 60 yards. Rebog being the leading rusher with 16 yards. Oh, I'm sorry. Rosen with 17. Rebog with 16 as well as Fast. So nothing big there. The big play was the 62-yard pass late in the second quarter there. And the passing is 1 of 3. That's the only completion for the first half for Rebog.
We'll take a break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more of the Allens of Hastings halftime report here from A.H. Jones Stadium in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Your score again is Northwest 28, Hastings 7. Back with more after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back again on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at A.H. Jones Stadium here at Hastings College on the Osborne Family Athletic Complex. A clear night, a warm night, but they've only taken two timeouts to refresh the players, so it hasn't been quite as bad as maybe it could have been. That's one thing about the heat we've had lately. It seems to taper off nicely about this time of night a little bit, so we got that.
Yeah, it's a nice evening.
Let's take a look at a couple other scores here. Dave, talk about a passing offense. You're going to miss this one, buddy. We got Giltner and Kennesaw next week. Giltner is leading BDS 38-0 at halftime.
Ooh.
Of course, we had Kennesaw last week taking down Pleasanton 62-12 last week. Loomis over Amherst 19-6. These are all halftime scores. Ravenna, as we said, is shutting out Superior 34-0 in C2 at halftime. St. Cecilia over Centennial 28-6 at halftime. Twin Rivers is tied up at halftime in their game.
Bring your tickets and claim your $110.
And we're just a couple of minutes away from going ahead here and teeing it up in the second half. See whether or not. Okay, let's do the same old like we did last week, Tim Bob. Your coach Rebarger for Hastings. Doesn't look like we're going to say, guys, we got to do better at defending that pass, because they didn't do bad defending that pass. It's defending almost the indefensible. If it is really up to Northwest to mess up their passing game,
well,
it's a rhythm game. So if they
I think you're going to have to. First of all, you're going to have to make adjustment in that back end. You may have to go to a two deep secondary and try to not pressure those guys and give up the short game and get sure tackles and try not to give up the big play. Maybe get out of that man-to-man defense because you don't have the speed to play it. Go play a little bit of zone and maybe play a little Tampa 2 or something behind it and try to contain them as opposed to giving up the big play. The biggest thing I would say is, look, guys, we were down 21 points last week. We came back. We can do it again. Let's get our offense right. Move the football, and that's going to be the best way for us to control their offense, because you allow that Viking defense offense to get in a rhythm, and it's just pitch and catch, as you say. You're going to have to get your hands up and get some pressure in Rose's face, because he's able to just stand there and throw the ball. So I think there's some things the Tigers can do. The biggest thing is to get their offense rolling, and that'll alleviate some of the pressure, because when you play that much defense in the first half, it is just tiring. It is exhausting to play defense, especially this time of year in the heat.
Allen's of Hastings, you get more for your dollar locally owned and operated superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. And they'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials, so why shop anywhere else? Shop locally at Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So on this halftime report, we've had a lot of stats to pass along, a lot of scores to pass along, but there's another half to play, and that's the whole point of this ball game. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in 2 minutes for the tee-off, the kickoff. Hastings will receive in the second half, remember that. So we'll see what kind of composure they come out with in 2 minutes on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pledgewood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East. Tastings open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The lights are on at A.H. Jones Stadium from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Craig Eckerd and Bob Kitzmiller on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Our high school game of the week this week, Northwest and Hastings. Northwest leading the Tigers 28-7. And the Tigers mostly a running offense, although the big spark that they had that culminated in a score was a nice long pass from Rebarger, who then took it a 10-yard scamper into the end zone and made it, at that time, 21-7. And when Northwest got it back with a minute 25 to go on the clock, they took it 80 yards the other way on a 76-yard pass and a 4-yard run. That's how quick and how dangerous the Vikings are this year on their offense. Hastings is relying on some talented running backs and a very talented ball handler in their quarterback, Tyler Rebarger, 6'1", 170-pound coach's son. He's a senior. And we'll see whether or not Boys will bring Hastings through this. They're down by three touchdowns.
Well, again, as I said, the Tigers got to get their offense going, and there's their first chance to open up the second half. I like this kicker's yellow shoes.
Schneider and Julian standing back inside the 5-yard line for Hastings. And they won the toss in the opening and decided to take it in the second half. And another nice ride by Buckley, the kicker. And Schneider has to stay in the end zone. Another touchback. That's about the third one that he's given a ride to into the end zone. And it'll be first and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Tigers.
You know, kind of a rarity. He seems to be able to do with what he wants to. We saw him kick the little pooch kick one time. We've seen him drive it into the end zone. We've seen him pop it up in the air for a return. He's a pretty talented young man.
Usually got to be a foreign exchange student to handle that kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. As we saw last week at Kennesaw.
I don't know that he is. I just don't know. First down and 10 now. Double wing. Left wing standing a little farther back this time as Rebarger works it to his right on the option. Pitches out to Rossin. And again, Rossin's got some nice yardage outside the 30, but there's Laundrie back at about the 20-yard line.
Alex Larson. There are penalty markers on the field.
Boy, that was a nice option play there, and I think that penalty is going to come in a completely unrelated to the run. They got outside. They pitched the ball. The receiver or the halfback got in that seam and was running. He would have had well past the first down marker, and it's going to be a hold penalty, I believe.
To me, it looks like Jake Rossin has a hot hand tonight. They need to try and get the
ball. Oh, they call the face mask the other way. Double penalties, offsetting.
So it's first down and 10 again. Well, it did happen and it didn't stand, and that's not a good thing for Tiger fans because that was a nice play.
Yeah, I think probably somebody got their hand on the face mask and the other one kind of didn't like it much, and it cost you. And that's a break for the Vikings.
So it's first and 10 from the 20. That last play never happened. It's a do-over. Double wing. Fast, the Sloan setback, wides both ways. They fake it to Fast. He'll keep it on the Rebarger, keeps it on the quarterback option. Got a little running room out to the 28-yard line. So two consecutive plays where Hastings has been able to move the ball. The first one, of course, a penalty negated it. But this one, nice run out for a second down and 2 yards to go coming.
And Rossin seems to have been found a little bit of rhythm. And don't misunderstand me, but an option game is a rhythm offense as well. You have to get into rhythm with the defense, you know, pick out their speed and what they're going to do. And he seems to have found it a little bit on this option game.
under center with a double wing, double wide. The handoff goes straight up the middle again, too fast this time, and he'll get enough for a first down, I believe.
Yeah, that's the counter. You think you're going to stop it outside, and you stick one right up there in the middle for a first down.
It's a three-yard gain.
So Hastings gets first down of the second half. With 11:09, the clock stops as they move the chains. Now they wind it up, and they'll come out probably in that double wing, double wide again. And those wide receivers are not just bait. They've connected. In fact, their touchdown came after a 60-yard connection from Rebarger to his wide out. Pitch, right side. Rawson trying to find the cutback, and they find him first. He's going to get nailed at about the 29-yard line. About a yard loss.
Great play there on the outside by the safety. He just came flying up on that toss, trying to get on the outside, and just blew that play up in the backfield for a two-yard loss.
Now they send a couple of substitutes in, including Landon Valley again, and he'll come wide out to the right side. He delivered the play to Rebarger, who stands under center with wings on both sides, and the single setback is fast again. They hand it off to Fenda. He'll keep it now. He pulls it out of fast belly and keeps it on the quarterback keeper out to about the 37 or 8-yard line. We'll see what the progress is. But again, a workable play on a second down and long. It's going to bring up third down and a manageable 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, and what he's doing before, he was trying to go all the way to the sideline. Here he's just cutting up inside of that defensive end and going north and south and picking up, like I said here, about 7 yards. Third and three.
Clock at 9:50. Now they got an injury on the field. It might be a cramp. One of the players for Hastings is down on the field and coming back out.
Maybe got his knee banged with a helmet or something, because he's walking pretty good.
Yeah, it looks like maybe he tightened up a little bit. I'm not sure.
And the clock's running, and it's a good thing for the Tigers. They're moving the ball here.
Yeah, they stopped it momentarily, and then they got the player off. And break the huddle now. Here comes third down and three for the Tigers. Rebarger under center. Wides both ways, wings both ways. Option left side. Rebarger fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, gets the first down after the 45-yard line of Hastings.
Nice little option play there. Again, dive that belly play to fast, and he's making a decision right away at the line of scrimmage, hitting that seam and getting that first down. Again, 4 yard, 5 yard gain there.
Hangin' Eben was the player for Hastings that was injured. I can't tell if he's back in now or not. It was not a severe injury, just a little tweak. He's still standing, stretching out at the 40 on the Tigers bench. So one of their starters on the line is out. Pangan Egan under center, double wing, double wide on a first and 10. Rebarger, option, Rawson right side, and a penalty marker is down in the backfield. Another play might be negated here. Nice game by Jake Rawson, but it may go all the way back inside the 45-yard line. And Rebarger is just slapping his helmet like, I cannot believe this is happening.
I really don't think, I mean, that was a, The play was outside. He hit him from the side, but he pushed him to the ground. And I don't know. 50-50 call there, I think. He did it right in front of the official. He threw the flag, and that's all that matters.
Well, I tell you what, Jake Rawson's got to be figuring, what did I do here? Karma is coming back to
first down and 21.
Wreak some revenge, because he's had some nice runs that have just been negated. Line. No fault of his own.
Well, and these two out here, the corner and the safety, or the corner and the receiver out here, have been having a battle all night. So it may be getting a little chippy out here.
21 yards to go for the first down. It is first and 21. Rebarger, crossbuck, inside handoff. There's some running room out to the 50, 40, 30, 20. Mathis, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Wow, there's some quick strike.
There's a nice strike from you. Ran a really inside trap play. Finally got that trap play with a good block from fast inside. He hit the seam and he was gone.
Tice Mathias off the wing back option. Coming around from left to right. Took it and then just sped his way all the way into the end zone. That was a 70-yard run.
Boy, and they needed that. That was a big play. Puts them right back in the ball game, I'd say.
Here's the extra point attempt. It is up. It is long enough, it is true enough, and it is good. And with 8:33 to go in the third period of play, Hastings crawling back into this thing, down by 14. The Vikings 28, the Tigers 14. We'll be back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, in 30 seconds.
Just all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yes, thank you, Tim Bob Kitzmiller. We just saw Tice Matthias take a handoff from on the option, the wingback option from Rebarger and race 70 yards for a touchdown. And now the Tigers are back within 14 with 8:33 to go in the third period of play. You know, you're as quick a strike as you are, as fast a runner as you are in this option offense.
And, that's right. That's right.
He has a pretty good speed there now. Hastings is going to kick off for the third time tonight. They opened the game with a kickoff. Sad will place the ball at the 40 and give it a ride. It's a short kick coming up at about the 20-yard line. Here's Lehman. Lehman's got a seam across the 40, 45. Lehman across midfield, and he's going to be brought down there. Nice open field tackle by Will Reimer.
Yeah, that could have gone a long way there. That was he caught that on the run, had a good block right there at the point of attack, popped through there and looked like he was going to go. That is a touchdown-saving tackle.
Well, I tell you what, again, if that would have happened, Hastings would have to begin like, what do you got to do to get back in it and not get kicked back again?
But a great field position again for the Vikings to start here, just shy of midfield.
48-yard line is where they set it up. Again, double wides, trips to the right side, single wide out to the left side. As again, a shotgun with Rose back at the controls, fakes it to Lehman, keeps it himself, 40, 35. Nice pickup by Rose down into Tiger territory at the 31-yard line. That was a well-executed play. Good fake. He was wide open to take it himself.
I think Rose was reading there. They're trying, as I said before, trying to move that other linebacker back as a safety. And as soon as he turned his back, Rose just took off and ran into that seam in that open space. So I don't know if that was a call play or just a good read by Rose.
So the ball is at the 33 of Hastings, and Northwest is answering a Hastings score with another nice drive here. A couple of nice plays, a run back, and then a quarterback keeper. And there's a stoppage in play with 28-14 here. Again, a reminder that if you're out and about shopping tomorrow, swing by Allen's of Hastings where the Husker apparel is sold. Get a Team Jack T-shirt, $10 from every one of those shirts. Goes to help Team Jack's legacy fund and fight childhood cancer. Handoff goes to Lehman on the option. He goes inside, cut back at the 25, down to the 22-yard line. And now Northwest is doing it on the ground, close to a first down. We'll see where they mark it.
Well, it looks like, again, the first half, they only ran the ball about 10 times. And, again, maybe the coaching staff is thinking we need to balance it out a little bit.
Run some clock here, and that's what they're doing. The clock is running at 7.5 to go in the third period. Trips wide to the left side, one single wide out to the right, single setback with Rose standing to his right. That's Brockman. He'll get the pitch. Right side, crosses the 20 inside, steps out of bounds at the 15-yard line, forced out over there by Tanner Johnson.
Nice little speed option there to the short side of the field. Had a short down, and he had the corner right away. Lucky that wasn't a score. First and goal here.
They marked the ball again right at the 15, so it is first and 10. They get the 5-yard line.
I'm sorry.
Triple wideouts left side, single to the right side. Single setback is Bachman again. This time Rose will fake it to him and keep it himself and gets about 2 yards. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
better job by the linebacker on that side to step out and taking away the pitch before he got sucked inside.
Also went on the tackle, number 59.
Shelton is leading Hampton 45-6. That's in the second quarter. St. Cecilia has a 28-6 halftime lead on Centennial. Ravenna 34 zip over Superior in some other games around. Don't forget CPI Mr. Tire's scoreboard show on KHAS and Classic is 98.9 with the Platte River Prep scoreboard show after the game on 98.9. A little quick pass,
is complete to Alex
across
Larson.
The center. Larson brings it down to close to first down, just outside the five. 15, and I mean Johnson just outside 10, the five.
Yeah,
so
that's
just third down, about a half yard to go.
9 yard game.
If that. Shotgun, triple to the left side. Now Rose, the quarterback, will keep it himself, pick up the first down, and force the image all the way down two more yards to about the two-yard line. We'll see where they mark it. He might have put a knee down earlier than that.
Making the stop, number 23.
Nope. They're going to give him the two-yard line, looks like.
Alex Pangan-Even.
Yeah, that's just a power play from the quarterback.
Is that a penalty marker down there or not?
No, I think that's
Is that a soccer marking?
I think that's a soccer marker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's yellow.
It's yellow, and we're looking through this double
kind of
glass.
Here, yeah. Okay, now it's a first and goal. Two-yard line, northwest, bunched up tighter than they have been all night long with two running backs. Rose gets the keeper, and he'll take it into the end zone, I think. Touchdown.
I think that's Bachman.
Oh, Bachman.
I think
they went Wildcat that time.
Yeah.
And Bachman snuck in there at quarterback, took the direct snap with two running backs convoying him in from 2 yards out. And so Hastings scored first in the second half, but Northwest has answered, and it is now 34-14 with the conversion yet to come. That was all done on the ground, except for that one short pass. The kick is up, and it is no good. And so the score remains Northwest 34, Hastings 14. Their kickoff reception coming up next on the Breeze 94.5. KLIQFM.com. We'll be back in a half minute.
The changing seasons might mean a vacation is near, or a weekend camping trip or getaway. Make sure your recreational vehicle is in top running condition. For service repairs and sales, come to Transportation Equipment Company, Hastings RV Center. Mari and Barb will do the camper detailing, hitch work, wiring, and more. And that new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, north of the railroad tracks, 100 North Laird in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
He's at the 40-yard line. He of the Golden Slippers. 5 yard line is where the return men for Hastings are standing. Hastings is down by a 34-14 score. They've got 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the third period of play. Certainly plenty of time to answer back this score. We could end up with a track meet. Who knows?
We could. I've been very impressed with this Vikings offense. They have really moved the ball in many different ways tonight.
You know, and we'll talk about the only thing wrong with that last Hastings drive in just a moment. Kickoff is taken to the 2 yard line by Graham Schneider. He's across the 15, 20. Schneider, 25. Tightrope's up to the close to the 30 yard line. I think they'll mark it about the 27. And the only thing wrong with the Hastings drive last time was it was too quick.
It happened too quickly. You're right. They're right.
Hastings really needs to execute, but they really need to take some clock off to score and to keep Northwest off the field offensively at least.
Well, they've only forced Northwest to punt one time tonight, I believe.
I think you're right.
The other time they did have in the first half, the only time they've been able to punt, and that is not good. Can't get off the field.
It's time they send wides both ways. Again, wings off each side. Rebarger under center sets one man in motion. That's sad. Back to pass now. Fires downfield. He's got a man open, and he overshoots him at the 40-yard line. That was close. That was intended for Will Reimer. The 5'11 senior couldn't lay out far enough, just off his fingertips.
Yeah, that's a case where you have the receiver running open. He got behind it, and he just threw it a little bit flat. He needed to put a little more elevation on it, allow that receiver to run underneath it. And then that's hard to do.
Seems like Hastings has solved a little bit of their quarterback protection problems. That was a rollout that that Rebarger was not pressured on as much, and he got a nice pass off there. Again, the same formation, double wides, double wings. Fake handoff this time. Rebarger still got it. He'll fall forward to the 30-yard line for a short gain there. They always fake it to Fast, and whether or not he comes away with the ball is entirely up to Rebarger.
It really is, and what the defense gives him. But the Vikings that time got their linebackers outside and didn't allow that cutback like they had on the previous series.
Class A Kearney leading Norfolk, 19-0. Northwest, we're sitting here watching Northwest and Hastings right now, but Holdridge leads Sydney 17-6. York over Lex, 20-7. Kearney Catholic, 20-0 over Ord. Central Catholic over Minden, 14-10. That's a good one. Under center now on this third down play. Rebarger again keeps the ball himself, and he's got enough for the first down as he dances sideways through a hole in the line, gets out to the 39-yard line. No flags. First down, Tigers.
And the Rebarger is just putting the team on his shoulders and saying, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to have to make the plays. And that's a big first down. They needed to keep that ball and keep the clock moving as opposed to giving it back to the Vikings again.
Clock is down to 4:39, so they've had it for coming up on 2 minutes now as they started out at their 27-yard line. Down by 20 points. They send Rossin in motion. They hand it off to Fast straight up the middle, and the big man blasts all the way out to the 45-yard line. Nice setup play there on first down.
I think the coaches are trying to trap that even front. With a 4-4 front, you can oftentimes trap it. So they're trying to get some movement up front instead of just power blocking, trying to get a little movement, get fast. And that last touchdown they had was an inside trap play as well.
The pregame show, we heard Coach Rebarger talk about how fast could be. It'd be interesting to see him get out ahead of steam and watch him run downhill a little bit. 3:48, 3:47 to go now in the third. It's second down and 4 yards to go. Rebarger under center. Again, the option left side this time. He'll keep it himself, and he'll get enough for the first down. And he'll be pushed back, but I think he got enough for the first down over at about the 49-yard line. They're going to mark it close to the 50. Cody Harms in on the tackle for Northwest.
And you see these Vikings a little bit. These linemen got their hands on their hips a little bit. They're a little tired. And that's what you need is that defense to get a little bit worn down. And that makes that offense just that much more effective.
Julian and Valley come back into the ball game for Hastings. They're rotating a lot of wingbacks and wideouts in and out. Under center again is Rebarger now on this first and 10. And he runs into his wingman coming around the right side. That's Ross, and that's thrown his stride off. And he'll get tackled for about a 2 yard loss. But that was a nice play. Hood, there not been that little mix up in the backfield. And that's not the first time that's happened tonight.
Well, it looked like the receiver, the wingback, thought he was supposed to go to the outside. And the quarterback thought he was supposed to go to the inside, and they wind up meeting and bumping into each other, and that's never a good scenario.
This drive started inside the 30-yard line of Hastings. They're knocking it midfield here, second down and 11 now, and a timeout will be called by Tyler Rebarger. So we'll take a minute here. Your score, Northwest 34, Hastings 14 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Stop and play. They're down by 20 points on the Tigers. Northwest has had their offense left off the field here now for the better part of 3.5 minutes playing time, which is how the Tigers like it.
Yes, yes.
Ball wide
control
outs,
offense.
Both ways. Wingman to the right. He's off the line of scrimmage a bit more. Rebarger option goes to Rossin. He's got it left side. 45-40. Rossin has a first down inside the 40. And we'll see where they mark it. Maybe the 39 or 8-yard line of Northwest. Rossin's got some scoots to him.
He does have some scoots, and that was a nice option play. Quarterback was patient, made the defensive take him, pitched the ball, and Rossin had it with a full set of steam. Good blocking outside by the receivers. Do we have a penalty?
There was a point in this. Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are they
going to
call back another a hold against Hastings? Wow. Rossin, I tell you what, he would have a career night here were it not for penalties.
That's a
calling back 10, 15, 20-yard runs in some cases here.
Oh, that's two big, big holding penalties. And, of course, the first play of the second half that didn't even happen, which was an offsetting penalty.
Exactly, and that was a nice pickup. Jake Rossin is the punter on this team. I think there was a time when he had more touches as a punter than he did a running back. And
he does.
Now he's in a little bit of a rhythm, and he just can't buy a standing run. Second down coming and nearly 20 yards to go with 2:37 to go in the third period of play. Hastings down by 20, has the ball, but they need to get in the end zone. Under center, Rebarger sets Sad in motion. Back to pass, Rebarger looking downfield. He's got a man in the flat. That is Rossin. He's up to the 30, turns it on to about the 47 or 8-yard line, gets about 7 yards back. And they're at the sideline, a little bit more agitation, but I don't think we have any more laundry on the field. Earlier, Rebarger drew a penalty when he was knocked out of bounds after he went out of bounds, I should say, by Northwest, but not the case that time. So it's third down, a little more manageable, 8 yards to go for Hastings coming to the line of scrimmage.
And there was nothing wrong. It was just a good aggressive tackle along the sidelines. And again, good pickup. That's a nice little different look we've got there. Had the receiver go inside, brought the tight end to the outside, and picked up about 6-7 yards there. And gets him in, like I said, third and long still, but at least not third and 20.
Hastings needs 20 to get back in this thing for a tie. Underneath center is Rebarger. Again, back to pass. Oh, and a blitz. He dodges the blitz. Now he scrambles around to his right. He's going to get knocked out of bounds. And another roughing call for getting hit outside the stripe. Oh, that's a tough call because I think both those linemen were in motion. I think it would have been a tough call to have them pull up and not hit him.
Well, that was a bang-bang play. He was right there along the sidelines. Obviously, he'd been corralled by the defender on the backside, and then the other lineman coming hit him. I thought it was close. I'm with you. It was a very close call.
I agree, and like I said, it was probably – it could have gone either way.
But you're going to protect the quarterback, and you're going to protect the guys along the sidelines. And maybe that's payback a little bit because they certainly have had their share of penalties on this second half. So that's a big 15-yard penalty there.
Loup City is leading Nebraska Christian 20-8. That's a third quarter score. Shelton is out front of Hampton 45-6. Elm Creek is leading in their game 14-8. That's the consolidated Litchfield team now that is playing in D2. Under center, on a first and 10 after that personal foul, they fake the handoff, and it'll be Rebarger keeping it to the right side. He's got some running room down to the 20-yard line. They faked it to Fast. He pulled it out late and kept it around the end for a nice gain, and we'll see where they spot the ball. It looks like it'll be about a 7 or 8 yard gain, real close to the first down. Now maybe it is a first down. Yeah, he says it is. So they'll give him 11 on that. It was at the near sideline, so it's pretty hard to tell where he stepped out. They marked it the first down.
What was interesting about that play was that it looked like the defensive lineman got him by the leg and slowed him down just a step, and that hesitation opened up that lane and let him get through there.
As the defenders kind of
overran
it.
Exactly, exactly.
Under center again is Rebarger, and he's got wings both ways, wides both ways, puts a man in motion. That's Sad. Back to pass. Floats one out, intended for, and received by Schneider. He's got a touchdown. Touchdown, Hastings Tigers.
That's a nice throw and catch. Just a three-step drop, threw it up there that time, got a little air underneath it, and a nice play by the receiver.
Graham Schneider, on offense there with his first touchdown of the night. Had a nice run back earlier. He's done some good things on special teams. That time he got a well-deserved call on the touchdown pass from Rebarger, and it is now 34-20. Hastings pulling into this thing a little bit more, down by 14. And the kick is up and good. And so it is now 34-21. We're going to take a break and be back with more as Hastings kicks off to Northwest right after this timeout on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a half minute.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'll tell you what, Rebar's passing has played a key role in two of their three scores. One was a long pass to set up a TD run. This one was a flat-out TD catch by Graham Schneider. And now with 2:10 to go in the third, this is a doable thing for Hastings.
Yeah, and they've shown some life here. It's still a full quarter to play. And if they can get a stop here and keep their offense rolling, we could have us a ball game before we're done.
2:10 to go in the third, and Hastings is pulled within 13 points. Sad tees it up at the 40, gives it a ride. And Lehman takes it at the 25. He breaks through again. A nice run back out to about the 39-yard line. There's something about the way they're parting that sea of Tigers on the special teams, and Lehman has found the seam twice in a row.
Yeah, he's taking that ball real aggressively on that kickoff, catching it with a full, as opposed to catching it and having to step back and gather your momentum. He's catching it running right at it, and that makes him hard to bring down.
He really took it away from his running mate back there, Larson.
Yeah, they were. You got it. No, I'm taking it.
That's right. First of all, you get it next time.
You get it next one,
trust
me.
Yeah. First and 10, and again, double wides either way for Rose back in at the controls, now standing at his 35-yard line. Flips it over in the backfield to his running mate, Brockman. And he'll take it forward another 5 yards, and Brockman will be pulled down inside of bounds. So the clock still runs with second down coming in about 6 yards to go. Minute 47 to go here in the third from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at A.H. Jones Stadium. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Northwest Vikings leading Hastings Tigers by 13 points now. And it's getting to be a little bit of a nail-biter.
Yeah, we get a stop here by the Tigers. We could have us a ball game.
Shotgun trips wide right side.
Oh.
Rose keeps the ball, and he gets it in a screen pass out to Brockman, and he gets across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Did we see a penalty marker there?
Got a penalty marker on the field.
That was, I tell you what, that was a heady play by Rose right there.
It really was. They came with an all-out blitz.
Zach Cook at number 88, Mitch Long.
And they picked it up, yeah. They came with an all-out blitz, and the defender lost track of the ball. And Rose gave a nice fake, had good patience, let that screen develop so there was a little separation between the back and the line. And he made that play right there with a good, heady play.
Third down and one on that screen completion. Ball at the 49. Keeper by Rose will get the first down and a little bit more, driving down to the 47-yard line of the Hastings Tigers. Under about a minute and one to go here in the third period.
Well, I tell you,
the first down, that'll stop the clock.
I this is the first time I've got to see Northwest play in a couple of years, and I have to say I'm very impressed with this offense. This senior class is really executing and playing well together.
Northwest starting this drive at their own 40. Trying to answer a Hastings scoring drive here just a couple of moments ago. At the 50-yard line, Rose stands, and he'll keep it on an option down to about the 42-yard line of Hastings. That'll be a pickup of close to 5 yards.
Yeah, they're running away from their strength there, going three wide to the left and running back to that short side, putting pressure on that linebacker. And Rose's a good-sized kid. He's tough to bring down.
KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. Clock at 22 seconds to go in the third period. Second down and a good six to go now. As trips are to the left side for Rose. Back to pass. He looks that way. Floats one out. He's got a man wide open at the 20-yard line. And he could have split the seam, but didn't. Alex Walters on the reception there. And a good defensive play to bring him right down by Tanner Johnson.
I think he may have got the wind blocked out of him right there. Made a nice catch. Quarterback threw a nice pass, caught it over his shoulder. But he got popped pretty good. I think he.
You don't see Tanner going, you aren't doing that again. You're not going all the way. I'm going to bring you down. And he did firmly. Tanner Johnson with a nice tackle there. So we've got 5 seconds to go in the third period of play. And Waters, who's still down on the field there. But it does not look, and it is not a serious injury. He's getting up right now. He'll go off for a play. A little worse for the wear, but not too much. First down and 10. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line of Hastings. As the teams come out like there's a, well, there's a short injury timeout. I don't think anyone's taking an official timeout here. Nope, they're going to wind the clock.
Centennial 6.
It's going to be the end of the third period, so it's kind of a moot point. Not worth coming back out for, so that is it. At the end of three now, your score is Northwest 34 and Hastings 21. Back in 1 minute with period number 4 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care, where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Hastings Tigers have got to figure out a way to stop this Vikings offense, because they pretty much just had whatever they've wanted, run or pass, here in this third quarter.
Shotgun, back to pass, and firing into the end zone, out of the end zone, incomplete. And they'll bring it back, second down 10 from the 17-yard line.
Oh, we got incomplete. Running up that hill over there, looks like, I don't know if it's a cramp or if he's twisted an ankle, but the receiver has got his helmet off, and the Hastings defender was calling right away for a trainer to come and look at him. So I don't know if it's a cramp or he twisted an ankle or what.
And I'm going to take a guess and say that's Larson. Nope, no, that is not Larson. He's over there. So that might have been the other big guy. That might have been Trevor Kraft over there. Let's see. 81 is who I'm
81,
looking for.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. 81. It looks like a cramp because they're trying to stretch his leg out, I think.
Well, he was flying down there. He's well defended out of the end zone. He ran out of the back of the end zone where the pass was thrown.
Well, in that southeast corner over there, there's kind of an incline where it dramatically changes. He's up and walking around, so. Maybe just a cramp, maybe just a tweaked ankle or something.
You're concentrating on two things, the ball and the end zone end line, and then, whoops, there's a hill.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, second down coming with 10 yards to go, and Rose looks over to the far sideline to his coach. Wide outs, trips to the right side, single to the left side, shotgun, back to pass again. Rose turns, fires in the flat, he's got a man, that's Bachman. And Brockman gets inside the 10-yard line. We'll see if it's going to be a first down. It's going to be close.
I think he's going to be short. They're pretty well defended. They tried to set up that screen play again, and that time the linebacker responded much better.
He has to get down to the 7-yard line for the first down.
Gonna
and
be short.
He's about, yeah, he's 2 or 3 yards shy of that.
A 7-yard gain leaves third down and three.
Third and three is the way they spot it. And again, Rose taking his time with 11:47 on the stopped fourth period scoreboard clock.
Got Waters back in here on the right side as well.
Brockman is a single setback by Rose. Shotgun. The inside handoff, Brockman. He's got some running room. He's got a touchdown. Kyle Brockman trots in, and nobody even saw him, much less laid a hand on him. He went straight up the middle, and it is now 40-21.
Well, they tried to run a blitz off the backside. Linebacker just overran the play, and that just left a big hole in the backside of that defense, and he walked in. Nobody touched him, and another touchdown for this Vikings offense, who has just been very prolific tonight. Hitting about on all cylinders.
About a
7-yard run.
7-yard TD run.
Mm-hmm. Going for two here.
Trips wide to the right side. Rose rolls to his right. Jump pass into the end zone. It is intercepted or dropped. And no good. So it's going to remain 40-21.
Rose's pass intended for
and now it is up to the Tigers to answer the call. There's plenty of time here. Things could go either way. Tigers won in triple overtime at Seward last week. Northwest didn't have as much of a contest against Sydney. They were out front and stayed that way for a while. We'll take 30 here back with more football from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com in a half minute.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hastings will receive the ball after giving up a touchdown and a 7-yard run by Brockman on the inside handoff. He just kind of waltzed in, and it is a 40-21 ball game, and now Hastings has a 19-point deficit. So every touch of the ball is important for the Hastings Tigers in order to remain undefeated here in this very young season. Ball at the 40-yard line. Bockley gives it a ride. Coming up is Julian. He's at the 5. Julian to the 10, 15, 20. Finds the outside seam, 25, 30. Cut back to the 35-yard line. Nice run back there by Julian for Hastings. Anthony Julian is a 5'9", 140-pound senior.
They've got some pretty good speed on this Tigers offense. Julian has shown some, and so has Tyler Mathis.
First down and 10, Hastings. Ball's at their own 37-yard line.
And fast, of course, is fast. He's quick as a hiccup.
Yeah. But we haven't seen it. You know, he's quick. We haven't seen him able to break into that secondary at all. He carries himself well. He's obviously a big back. Rossin is the kid that, number 22, is the speed and really has had some tough luck at getting runs called back tonight. Under center now is Rebarger again. This time they fake the handoff to Fast. He keeps it himself. He's got the ball to the 50. 45, he can't believe his good fortune as he kind of slows up at the 45 and then accelerates down to the 41-yard line. He's like, isn't there anybody else around? And he turned it on again. And nice run there by Rebarger.
Nice run, you're right. That was a short option. They jumped outside, and he cut that back like it was an inside trap. Ran right up the middle because the defense is flowing outside, and he got out here and cut it all the way back to across the field. And as you said, there was nobody there looking for somebody to hit.
Well, I mean, normally that move would be like setting up his blockers, but he had no one there. He was kind of like, honestly, I'm this wide open, and he was. First and 10, the ball at the 38-yard line sets a man in motion. That's sad. Ball is on the ground now. He's got to pick it up and fall on it, so that's a wasted play for the Tigers as Rebarger saved disaster there.
And that's been the key all night. They have one big play and then they have a disaster. They have a big play and they have a penalty. They just can't seem to put it all together well, on one drive.
You know, and the thing of it is, you can't say they're a young team. They're not. They're mostly seniors and a lot of juniors peppered right. in there. So it isn't like they haven't seen this offense or a football field before.
Right. This has been a game of big plays, though, all night. So
wides and wingbacks both ways. Fast as a single setback. Rebarger under center. Fakes it to him. And now he'll keep it. And he's got another opening around the left side. Cut back inside the 30 to the 28-yard line.
Rebarger on the carry. Making the stop, number four, Alex Larson.
They're getting some good looks on that option. They're starting to get a good block on that defensive end and get him on the corner. And that's a 9-yard gain.
10-10 to go in the fourth. And it's third down and one for the Hastings Tigers, who if they could have played a lick like this in the first half, this would be maybe a tie ball game. Maybe Hastings be in front.
Yeah,
Schneider, who caught that touchdown pass a moment ago, splits out wide to the right side. Rebarger looks things over, goes under center. Wings both ways. Fast gets the carry this time, and he's got some running room. 15, 10, fast touchdown.
There you go. Told you he was fast.
28-yard touchdown pass by Fast.
And that's what happens with this offense. I told you early on, you've got to be patient. You get that, you take it away, you take it away, and then you get that outside run, and then one time, boom, you pop it inside for a big 28-yard touchdown by Fast.
Derek Fast, 6 foot, 190. And that's the way they drew that one up. Sad has it at the field goal, or a conversion attempt at the 10, and that's all sorts of ugly. Goes over to the right side. And it is now a 40-27 ball game with that PAT being no good. We'll take 30 here. Your score again is Northwest 40, Hastings 27. Back with the Hastings kickoff in a half minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
Think big, save big during the Whirlpool Labor Day event at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $700 MasterCard prepaid card rebate with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool and Maytag appliances, or up to $1,000 on select KitchenAid appliances. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
Is yet to break their huddle on the far sideline as we return here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at A.H. Jones Stadium for this high school game of the week on KLIQ-FM and KLIQ-FM.com. All of our Platte River radio stations broadcasting football tonight. We'll have Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on 98.9 coming up after these games, a little past 9:30. CPI Mr. Tire has a scoreboard show on KHS 12:30 right after the game there with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell. What else can I tell you? Oh, yeah, you can text to Platte River Preps to 90210 and get your partial scores. Onside kick being set up by Hastings. It's a great kick, but it looks like Northwest will retain possession at about the 44-yard line. Boy, had that had the bounce you want.
Yeah, I did. He hit that nice, got a nice top spin. It bounced right up in the air, but heads-up play by number 15 over there.
That was Hebronic, I think.
Hebronic made a nice play to get the ball and get down on the ground. And the result is good field position again for this Vikings offense.
First down and 10 Vikings.
All right, so it is a first and 10 for the Vikes at the 44-yard line, their own 44. After that ill-fated onside kick attempt, and now there's an offside by Hastings, maybe.
That's a good, smart play by the quarterback. He saw that blitz coming. Him and the center kind of communicated, gave him the hard count, and they got a free 5 yards out of it. That was heads up.
So it's first down and 5 now, just shy of midfield. Rose, quarterback, trips right side, single wide out left side, single set back to his left. Long count again. Hastings almost moved there. Looked like one of the linemen over on the right side of the defense was about ready to pop off his mark there. Now they switch positions, the running back standing to his left now, and he'll pitch it to him in the backfield. That's Lehman across 50, 45, and a penalty marker is down.
Yeah, there was a hold out here. Number 88, the defender for the Tigers, was trying to get outside, and the inside receiver just grabbed his jersey. And anytime you see that tug, that yellow flag comes out.
And so the Hastings Tigers will take that any day of the week. And he'll watch the opponent mark back to inside the 44, about the 43-yard line, where it'll bring up a first down and 11 yards to go.
You know, the quarterback, for as many yards passing, he doesn't have a classic rare back delivery. It's more of a shot put. It's almost like a Phillip Rivers kind of a straight from the shoulder kind of throw. But it's real effective.
Easy to catch from in close.
It is easy to catch, right?
Shotgun again. Back to pass this time. Rose's got a man out at the 49-yard line, and he'll reel it in. That is Austin Anderson, the 6'1", 200-pound wideout. And it'll get back about half the yardage they needed. It'll bring up second down and a long five to go. They have to get down just outside the 45 of Hastings for the first down.
Nice open field tackle out here for the Tigers. Got his head up, wrapped the receiver up, and brought him to the ground. That is textbook.
Again, they go in the shotgun. Look, closer to a pistol, but I don't know the difference that much. Close from the shotgun. Handoff on the inside as Lehman got some running room inside the 45 to the 40. Good enough for a first down on that inside handoff.
That's a nice little play. They again, that kind of pistol set where he's kind of just back from the quarterback as opposed to being right next to him. And he catches it, cuts across, gets a nice fold block on the backside, and comes out on this weak side with about a 6-8 yard run.
Again, the story, first half, Northwest came out a little bit unsteady, and Hastings had the opportunity twice to pick off passes and maybe change this entire complexion, but they were not able to sustain an offense in the first half, and so we're here with a 13-point deficit in favor of Northwest as they go with a handoff to Lehman. He doesn't get much on first down. He's smothered there on the inside by Karloff.
Also went in the south, number 60.
And I think this Northwest offense has been very efficient, but I think the coaches would like to see the clock continue to run on their side now.
Brings up second down and 10.
Clock at 8:13 and continues to run now. Second and just shy of 10 yards to go. Lehman is in the backfield. Trips left side. Rose checks them out. Goes into his set and his call. Fake the handoff to Lehman. He'll take it straight up the middle of the 35-yard line on the
Zach
quarterback,
Rose
Cooper.
Making the stop, number 55.
And Rose.
We got a little extracurricular activity out here. Get a little chippy in this rivalry.
It's a 4-yard gain, leaves 30.
Fans weren't happy with that, but no flags.
Third down, about 6 yards to go when we come back to play here. Triple wideouts to the left side. Anderson comes wide to the right side. Lehman standing in the backfield with Rose calls the signals. Long count. Now he backs off again. This is a little bit like that old Bengal offense where they come up and on the college level, the Texas offense.
Texas Tech offense a little bit.
And so we're going to get a timeout here. Timeout on the field. Your score is Northwest 40. The Hastings Tigers 27 on the high school game of the week. We'll be back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in a half a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
We have this final in.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Yes.
94.5. Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings, your reliable irrigation engine headquarters. Approaching a third down and 5 here. Hastings has had a tough time holding Northwest on third downs. This is a vital one because they need that ball back. They're down by 13 with 7:15 to go in this one. Shotgun back to pass. Heaves it out, and it is incomplete at the 27-yard line. The ball was intended for Anderson. Julian on the coverage there. And so Hastings holds on a fourth down. On a third down, rather. Fourth down coming. We'll see what Northwest has to offer here.
Looks like they're going to punt, pin them, try to pin them deep. This is not a big gain. I mean, you punt from the 35, they take the ball at the 20. You're only gaining about 15 yards here, field position.
Barkley has shown a tremendous ability with the football tonight on his leg, and they may think that he can cough and corner it. He's standing at the 48-yard line. That's what he's going to try and do, but he doesn't succeed. The ball bounces at the 10 into the end zone, so it is a touchback, and Hastings kind of dodges a special teams bullet there.
He does. He does. He tried to point that nose down and kick it, so it might have died, but on this artificial surface, it just kicked and rolled into the end zone.
That's kind of dicey. I kind of like the old coffin corner if you're going to do that, because at least you got the where the sideline is. You don't know where the, where the bounce is going to be.
Exactly. Well, this is a big possession here. We still got 7 minutes to go, only down two scores, and Hastings has shown some offense here in the second half.
Again, I'm running out of drive sheets here because we've had a lot of
drives. Yes,
Hastings takes over on their 20-yard line, 7:05 to go. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Fast this time, and he breaks out for about 3 yards.
Derek Fast on the carry.
And Derek Fast probably doesn't have that many yards. He probably didn't even have 50 yards on the night. But, boy, the threat of him breaking, and you can see on that last touchdown that he got from 15 out that he does have the ability to add some dimension to that offense with his running.
Yeah, well, that 28-yard run and that last touchdown put him over 50, but not much, just barely.
Hastings back to the line of scrimmage, a second down and 8 yards to go. This time, Rebarger keeps it option right side. He's got Sad out there, sweeps the corner, and gets up to the 30-yard line. He's going to be real close to a first down. And here's the other bonus for Hastings. He stops the clock, goes out of bounds. Now, that's something you want to see Hastings doing. If you're a Tiger fan, you want to see them getting the first downs, going wide, stepping out of bounds.
Right.
You get the first down, you stop the clock.
Again, this quarterback for the Tigers has played well. Nice little option there. Could have kept it himself, but got it to the outside and brings up a manageable third and two.
6:26 to go. Under center is Rebarger again. Fast right in back of him, and the option is going to be a no-go. Rebarger pulled it out of a fast belly, and he was immediately tackled back at the 26-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth down. And about 4 yards to go, and you got to figure you got to punt it here.
I don't know. The Vikings really played that well. That defensive end, or that two technique, took away the dive play. The quarterback thought he was going to have an option, and they brought that outside linebacker and just stuffed it. So, big decision here on fourth down and four.
All right. Platte River Preps to 90210. We'll get you the partial scores like we have here. Adams Central leading Cozad 17-0 in the fourth. Gibbon and Wood River 26-20. That's a good one on ESPN Radio 1460. Kearney Catholic is throttling Ord 20-0. Aurora has a 21-0 lead. York by 7 over Lexington in the fourth. Holdridge 23-18 over Sydney. Kearney has 26-14 over Norfolk. That's at halftime. Loup City over Nebraska Christian, 20-8 in the third period. We'll have all the scores on our scoreboard show. CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on KHS 1230 getting underway right after the St. Cecilia game. And it'll be a 98-9.
And we're going for it.
After the Classic Hits game, the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show. Fourth down four. Tigers line it up. Handoff goes, no, they flip it out to Sad on the option, gets around to the 30-yard line. He might be there. He might have gotten it.
I think he did. That was a really nice play. Good late pitch by the quarterback. Sad got the corner, and they picked up a fourth down.
And there you go. He not only picked up the first down, whether he got out of bounds or not, he got the first down, and that stops the clock as they move the chain. So with 5:59, the Tigers get another set of downs. They stop the clock. They break the huddle, and they're in it again with a double wing, Fast the lone setback, wides both ways. Rebarger under center takes it back to pass. Back to pass. Rebarger now scrambling to his right, fires downfield. He's got a man open, and it is in and out of the hands.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Landon Valley.
I'm not sure that wasn't pass interference. The defender got there a little early. Official must have thought it was incidental contact. I think the fans were looking for a pass interference. good patience by the quarterback. Good throw. Boy, that is a
Tiger fans are going,
oh, man.
When it comes this late in the game and that kind of pass, believe me, it's not incidental.
It's not incidental. It's not incidental.
It's a tough call. And like you said, it is bang, bang. Okay, second down and 10 now. That was a nice pass, though, by Rebarger there under center. Now he goes again. And he'll keep it on the option, tries to pick his way out for about 5-6 yards. Nice job there. He almost went down to the line of scrimmage and kept his balance, got up to the five, got up for five more, rather, to the 35, and it'll be third down and 5 yards to go.
Yeah, he did. He did a nice job. He stumbled, put his hand down, and got a manageable third and five out of the play.
Hastings down by 13. They got to think about getting this ball downfield quickly now. Schneider goes wide to the right side. And Rebarger is under center with the double wings. And the fake handoff to Fast. Option right side. He's got the first down. Oh, did he get the first down? Close to the 40. He might be a half yard shy. We'll see where they mark the ball. It's nose in the line. They got to give a first on that, I think.
Yeah, it looked like he was going. Bachman came up and made a nice tackle right there at the down marker. They're going to have to measure this. This is close.
It's going to be real close, but the forward marker is right on the 40, and the football, I mean, it's on the 40, and the football,
exactly.
Nose of the football is on the mid portion of the, so it's going to be a very, very close measurement. I don't think there's any question if it does not turn into a first down here that they're going to try and pilot ahead. And try and pick up the first.
Oh, certainly. They'll have to at this point.
This is so close. And I think it's first down.
No, they're going to mark it short. They're just that much. Just a couple of chain links short on that one.
I don't know.
Inches short.
I mean, we're talking inches. How wide is the yardage stripe?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the down and distance marker was right in the middle of the stripe. The football is half on there. I'll tell you what, now it looks like the kind of, well, never mind. I won't even go there.
Don't even go there.
I won't even go there. 4:52 to go.
Quarterback sneak
here
right here. There
sneaks
you go.
It up, and that'll be a first down for Hastings, barring any penalty.
Rebarger on the carry.
And no penalty there.
Brought down by the middle of the Vikings line.
4:45 to go in the game as the clock stops. Yes, sir.
Good surge up front there on that fourth down play.
First and 10.
You know, everybody in the stadium knew what that play was going to be, and you still get it. That shows character. This Tiger team has had no quit. They have kept coming back and kept playing hard. Against odds here.
Three overtimes last week, and they beat Seward. So, I mean, that shows you something. Double wides, double wings, handoff. Nope, they're going to keep it. Right. Rebarger again goes across the 50-yard line on the quarterback keeper. Picked up nearly 10 yards on that, and I think they're going to move the chains again.
Looked like he could have had a little more on that. He was looking to try to pitch the ball instead of just running because he was in the open field. He wanted to pitch the ball. There was nobody to pitch it to. He just needed to put his head down and keep running. He might have had a few more yards out of that.
He was just waiting for me to tell everybody he had the ball.
Yeah, I think so.
I got it right here. First and 10. They give him the first down. Back to pass. Rebarger looking downfield. Dancing around. Good protection. Almost sacked. And he gets the ball away. Julian might have been the up receiver, and it could have been a pass to Reimer if it had a little more mustard on it, but it fell incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
Boy, a long time back there. Had plenty of protection. Couldn't get a receiver open. Tried to hit the crossing route and got walloped for his effort there, standing in the pocket that long.
Schneider goes out, and he's got a touchdown pass under his belt. He goes out wide to his right. And it'll be a handoff straight up to Fast. And Fast gets down to the 45, maybe the 44-yard line, where they spotted between those two marks. And it'll bring up a third down and a long 5 yards to go.
Yeah, that was another play that could have gone a long way. Good job by the interior line of the Vikings hanging onto a leg and not letting him get loose.
They break the huddle, and they send Julian wide to the right side. And Reimer's wide to the left. Double wings. Rossin in motion. Back to pass. Looking downfield. Rebarger's got Fast, and Fast can't hang on to the ball. That would have been a tough one to catch. But he had his hands on it. Had he been able to recover, he had the opportunity to square his shoulders and maybe get a first down. Now It's fourth down, 6 yards to go, and I would assume that they tried it deep in their territory. They'll go for it on this one.
Yeah, they're going to have to. Fast was open.
3:36
to go. They've got to. Fast was open. One of those plays where he knew he was open and he wanted to get up the field and just took his eye off the ball. That's been kind of the nature of.
If he'd have been able to do that, squared his shoulder, he'd have been a load to
bring
down.
He would have ever had a had a blocker out in front and a corner to beat. He might have had the first down and more.
Valley to the left, Schneider wide to the right, Sad in motion, left to right, back to pass, rolling and firing over to the sideline, in and out of the hands of Schneider, incomplete, and Northwest will take over on downs.
That's a pretty good throw. It's a little high to the sideline, as we talked about. Tennessee is throw high when you don't have that crown. And receiver went up for it, just bounced off his hands. Would have been right at the first down marker.
Northwest takes over at its own 45-yard line with 3:31 to go. They've got a 13-point lead here, and I suspect that they will do whatever they can to hang on to the ball, but I don't know that they are anxious to score. In fact, I bet you they are not anxious to score quickly. They'd take a score, I would suspect, but mostly they want to get 3:30 off the clock and go home with everybody well.
Yep, and they've been running the ball well here in the second half.
Shotgun, handoff, Lehman, left side, tries to sweep it, can't get the corner, and he's going to be stopped at about the 47-yard line.
Making the tackle for the Tigers.
That's just a sweep play, trying to get his speed out on the outside, and got tripped up after a three-yard gain.
Second down coming, about 7 yards to go. Clock moving at 3:05 to go in this one. We'll wrap things up right after this and then bring you back to music on the Breeze 94.5 if you want to continue on with some scores. Either the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 AM KHAS or the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on 98.9. Shelton 71-6 over Hampton. Wow. Here's the second down play and the handoff straight up the middle. And Lehman's going to go all the way. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Northwest. Wow. 52-yard scamper by Lehman there. Puts the icing on it for Northwest.
Wow, that's just a simple inside read. There's a crease right there. There's no safety in the middle of the field because they've got you so spread out. Once he broke the second level, he was gone.
2:32 to go on the clock on that score. And they'll bring on the extra point attempt here.
Bachel in to attempt the extra point.
Bachel is in with Rose kneeling at the 10. He's not had great luck tonight, and it's a blown kick as he tries to go and pick up what he can. The ball is on the ground, and Hastings picks it up. I don't think they were trying to fake the two, do you?
No.
That was a bad snap.
It was a bad snap, and the kind of maybe a little bit of a heads-up play, flipped it over his head. I don't know how smart that play was unless he thought it was a pass, because he bobbled it and then swatted it to the ground. Hastings picked it up. In high school ball, I don't think you can return a two-point conversion like you can in college. But I tell you, this offense for the Vikings in the second half have run the ball pretty well. They've had runs of 19 and 52 and a couple of eight-yard runs, and they've been able to run the ball effectively to move the clock and to score here in the second half, where in the first half it was all pass.
Classic case of the pass setting up the run this time instead of the other way around.
Yeah, but you still got to execute. You still got to have the players in that balance.
Yep.
Boy, that next team that has to look at you goes, we can't just load up on the pass. And they've got speed all over the field. They really do.
Well, I think there's some minor things that Hastings can work on, too, to get themselves righted for the meat of the schedule coming up.
Oh, yeah, and they've showed good character and good fight. They just got down early and missed those opportunities, as we've talked about, that might have really turned this game around.
Well, for both of these teams, it's the confluence of the upperclassmen coming together. This is a year they want to make a statement. Kickoff taken inside the 10-yard line. Julian's got it across the 30, 35. Julian, 40, still on his feet, close to the 50-yard line. Wow. And he is brought down there by Dakota Rader. 15. That was a touchdown saving tackle, as it turned out.
Yeah, Hastings has got some good speed. Julian looks like his arm may be a little hurt. He's coming off holding his shoulder awkwardly. But that's big. Again, they've got good speed and they've moved the ball. Big plays have been the character of this game.
Looks all right to me. I think he's just
now quarterback.
He's just nonchalant.
Just nonchalant. Okay, I don't know.
Nice run to walk away nonchalant. All right, first down and 10. Tigers have it at midfield, or just shy of midfield now. Down by 46-27 margin. Rebarger under center. Hands it off to Fast straight up the middle at about the 45-yard line.
Brandon Ruffton on the carry.
I think we've changed quarterbacks here, boss. I think number 13 is now running, calling the signals out here.
I think you're right.
4-yard gain. Brings up second down and 6.
Spilnick is in there.
Spilnick getting a little time here.
Mason Spilnick, 6-foot senior. Under center. Faces a second down and 7. Keeps it himself. And he breaks away. Got the first down. Down to the inside the 40-yard line.
On the carry.
So Spilnick, with a minute 43 to go, getting a little playing time here and making the most of it.
Kalen Garrett and number 58, Nate Montañez.
Both teams getting everybody on the field here as this game is over. Just the clock hadn't run out yet.
First down, pick up there by the Hastings Tigers. 90 seconds to go in this one. Single setback, 2 wides, 2 wingbacks. 1 wingback, that's Matthias, had the nice run before in motion, and the quarterback, Spilnick, will keep it himself. I don't know if that was a broken play or a called play, but it was a cold play, put it that way.
He was about a yard. That was a busted play, I can tell you, because he had that, his head was going back and forth like, where are you at? Where'd you go?
Get back here.
Yeah.
Clock.
I thought you were going to be right there when I turned around.
Under a minute now. Spilnick facing a second down and about 10 yards to go. Hands it straight off to his. Nope, he keeps it himself down inside the 35-yard line.
Spilnick on the carry.
That was a nice fake that time, too. I think he's got True Anderson in there as his running back now. Let's see if we get him to turn around so we can see his number. But Fast has probably seen the end of the action tonight as well. But the strategy continues, fake to the.
They do what they do.
You do what you do. That thing you do. No, that's Brandon Routon, 5'10", 190-pound, another senior in there getting some playing time, and he'll get the call. Nope, Spilnick will keep it himself, so there's a nice faking going on there.
Harry.
We're down inside 10 seconds to go. Now, that might be the last play of the ball game.
Kalen Garrett.
With the final score coming up at 46-27. A lot more entertaining game than maybe it could have been had it continued on the same route as in the first half. Hastings showing some signs of life coming back here in the second half, but not enough as Northwest was able to stave off the Hastings offense and continue their offensive prowess, coming off with a 46-27 win. The Vikings are 2-0 on this young season, and the Hastings Tigers are 1-1. We'll be back with a wrap-up of tonight's game from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. Be back to wrap things up from A.H. Jones Stadium right after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Booked for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here, as we have just seen the Northwest Vikings exhibit some tremendous offensive prowess and defeat the Hastings Tigers by a score of 46-27. But the Tigers got things together later in the game and really made it a fairly entertaining contest, although every time they scored, Northwest was able to answer to a certain degree. Northwest led off the scoring with a 29-yard Rosé to Larson touchdown pass, made it 7-0 with 5:40 to go in the first period. As we said, Hastings had some defensive opportunities for turnovers, but their offense just had no rhythm in the first period. Northwest got it back late in the first period with 4:30 to go in the first period and held the ball for 4 minutes and 30 seconds and got in the end zone for the second time just into the second period of play. So the end of the first period was 7-0, but within 30 seconds into the second period, Northwest held a 14-0 lead. They attempted a field goal with 9:45 to go in the first period of play. That was no good. And then Hastings stormed back with literally a 75-yard run, 75-yard touch and 3-yard run, and made it 21-0. Hastings with the ball back in the second period. After a long pass from Rebarger to one of his wideouts, kept the ball on a 10-yard run and brought Hastings onto the scoreboard with a minute 31 to go in the first half, made it 21-7. But Northwest was able to answer the bell again with a 76-yard pass and a 4-yard run by Lehman to make it a 28-7 halftime score. Consider that. And then Hastings came out and looked pretty good in the second half. 70-yard run by Tice Mathias with 8:33 to go, made it 28-14. And then there was a 2-yard run by Northwest by Bachman, made it 34-14. And there was no point after for Northwest. So 34-14 is where it stood. And then Hastings got the ball back, a 15-yard TD run. By a TD pass from Rebarger to Schneider. The wideout made it 34-21. That was with 2:10 to go in the third period of play. And then Brockman had a 7-yard run, make it 40-21 from Northwest. A 28-yard run by Fast brought Hastings back to within 13 points. But Northwest again was able to answer the call with a Rosé to Larson touchdown pass. And that put the game pretty well in control. Excuse me, a 52-yard Lehman touchdown pass, 46-27. Point after was no good, and that made it 46-27. the final score in this one from Hastings College Age Jones Stadium. So it probably told both coaches something about their teams, and probably not bad news on either side, because Hastings certainly has nothing to hang their head about. They showed the same resiliency they did a week ago when they came back and won over Seward in triple overtime, but Northwest was just a juggernaut on offense tonight.
They really were a juggernaut. They had the speed. Brockman and Waters both having big play after big play, being able to throw the ball, and then they getting the running game going in the second half. Wound up with I have them for about 430 yards of total offense. 19 late on that long touchdown there in the fourth quarter. Brockman ran the ball seven times for 24, but most of his came through the air. And then Rose carried the ball eight times for 48 yards. Nine penalties for the Vikings for 60 yards, and six penalties for Hastings for 40 yards. Again, two very contrasting styles. The speed kills, and it always does when you can get those receivers out in space, and big plays and big touchdowns.
So, again, the final here, 46 to 27. Coach, come on in. We've got Coach Ryberger here, and you kind of know. I'm going to preface this by quoting a Big Ten coach last night who won in triple overtime. He said, "We didn't play well, but we played hard." Where would you come down in an assessment for the Tigers? I mean, you played very, very hard. There's no doubt about that. But what about this, and what about the stoppability of Northwest, and what were you thinking at halftime of that whole?
Well, on the effort part of it, I'm not faulting our boys whatsoever. You know, we're not as deep as they are, and our kids played. There's a lot of kids out there that played both ways a long time, and I felt like they gave a tremendous effort. I felt like we played physical football in the run game. I think sums it up. We've got to get a little better on defense, a lot better. We're having that kind of offensive production, 27 points, that's enough to win a ball game. You got to credit Northwest. They were finding some seams in the throwing game, and we were letting them get behind us a little bit there. And, we just got to play better on defense. And then on special teams, I don't think we made them go 80 yards the whole night.
Yeah.
And, we were giving them a short field on our kickoff team and then giving up the big plays. And I think that's what it boils down to. I think our offense played well enough to win the ball game. And, that's on us, as coaches, defensive coaches, we got to do a better job. I thought our kids were well prepared. I mean, they knew what they were doing. We just weren't making plays. Well, that's Northwest. They're a good football team. I knew going in it was going to be a shootout. We just didn't get enough stops defensively to make it a ball game, and that's what.
Well, and then you got to feel for Derek Rossen, because some of those runs he had that got called back.
Yeah,
I mean, holy
yeah.
smokes!
Yeah, and they're aggressive with the corners.
Sorry, Jake Rossen.
Yeah,
sorry,
Jake, yeah. And they were aggressive with the corners, and that's tough. That's a tough thing to handle with our wideouts when their corners are slanting hard. And there, in the fourth quarter, we had a fumbled snap, and we had the best play call. We had two guys going down the seam. We don't have that funnel snap. We're in the end zone again, and maybe we got a little more momentum. But what can you say about our kids? We're down what, three touchdowns going in at halftime. They come out, bring it within two, and we just got to get a stop here and there defensively. I think we were talking on the sideline. We got one stop the first series. And one stop late in the fourth quarter, and that's really where it falls on.
Well, and then that same goes back to talking about your Seward game. You came back. I mean,
yeah.
You win triple overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you
mean,
say?
And we're giving up too many big plays right now, and that's what's hurting us. And we got to get better defensively. That's what I told the kids down there. We're putting up 27 points. That's enough points to win a ball game. We got to get some kickoff coverage. I think we had one coverage that was at the 20-yard line. The rest of the time, we were giving them all on the 30, 35, 40-yard line. They got to short field.
Seemed like there were some issues up the middle.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, we tried to put some new guys in there this week to fix that, and it just wasn't happening. So we're going to reevaluate. We got We got more kids willing to do it, so we're going to look and see who's hungry to do that.
Well, you do have some nice maturity on that ball club,
yeah,
which is why
yeah.
this is your year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this
yeah, well,
is a big statement.
I think our senior class is a good class. And you know, there's been years where we've been down like that, we just fold up. And I'm proud of our boys' efforts, like I said. I'm extremely proud of them. They didn't give up. They were making it a ball game. We come back in the third quarter. You know, Northwest came out and ran a little 5-3, and we were – we practiced against the 5-3, and I think that threw us off a little bit our first couple series. And they were doing some different things with our motion, and we were talking upstairs with our coaching staff. And, you know, we got some things figured out, and we were able to move the football on them. But we just didn't get the stops defensively. And, you know, we'll evaluate it, let it simmer. Hopefully it bothers our kids a little bit, and I think it will. And then we'll let it go. We'll learn from it and just go away, you know, let it go away. We're 1-1, and there's a lot of schools right out there that are 0-2, and, you know, we got a tough road trip to go to Alliance and play a good football team in Alliance, so we'll get better. I know we will. I know our kids will, so we'll just keep being positive, keep working hard.
Coach, I know it was a frustrating loss. We sure appreciate you coming up and talking to us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you
Coach,
for your coverage.
Coach Ray Barker, you bet. Final score again, 46-27 under the lights here at H. Jones Stadium. And appreciate Coach Rebarger coming up and visiting with us after, admittedly, you could tell frustration there because he was just kind of on the edge, wanting to, you know. But he knows his kids played hard. And, of course, Northwest played a great ball game. And, hey, you know. When you get beat, you accept it. You can move up.
Yeah, and it was an entertaining game to do because there was a lot of offense, and as he said, he knew what he was getting into, and proud of his kids. They played hard, and he'll get better. It's second game of the season, and you know, you want to be peaking as you move through the season. So. He's got nothing to be ashamed of and proud of his kids, obviously.
All right, you've been listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And next week, we ought to have a dandy. It's going to be Giltner and Kennesaw, the way it looks like, from Giltner, and that ought to be a dandy. Yes, Classic Hits 98.9, Platte River Prep's scoreboard show is on right now, so if you want to switch over there, or we got you some more music here on the Breeze, 94.5, where the Huskers have a 2:30 kickoff tomorrow here on your Husker Network as well. And don't forget, when you're out and about, stop by, pick up a Team Jack t-shirt and help support the fight against childhood cancer. Team Jack, one of the efforts of the Husker Nation, Rex Burkhead, and the radio affiliates trying to put together some fundraising there for a great cause. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Craig Eckert, have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.